of another is found.
There is one fatality at this time.
Colin Powell on Iraq.
We're not winning. We are losing.
Holiday crunch time at the post office.
I have to mail this today. I think I am late already.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with a CBS World News Roundup. In the skies over Oregon's Mount Hood, a chopper flies as part of the mission to find two climbers missing for more than a week. Captain Mike Bravish is with the Oregon National Guard.
We continue to search. We continue to look. We remain optimistic.
But the waiting has become a greater agony now that the body of one of the three climbers has been found, his identity not yet been released. CBS News reporter Stephen Kaufman accompanied search teams up the mountain yesterday.
It began with the discovery of a snow cave near the summit of Mount Hood that contained a few pieces of climbing equipment. After following nearby footprints in the snow, searchers came upon a second snow cave that contained a body believed to be one of the three missing climbers. Search team assistant Dwayne Troxell.
If we study the scene where the equipment was found in the first cave, the second cave, maybe we can get a better idea where to look for the remaining two people.
The body will be brought off the mountain today in order to begin the identification process. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, at the 6,000-foot level on Mount Hood.
For the first time in 6 years, there is a new man occupying the Defense Secretary's office at the Pentagon. Donald Rumsfeld is gone. It's the first day on the job for Robert Gates. He's just been sworn in. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell is the latest to weigh in on the war in Iraq and how the U.S. should respond. The man who once led the Joint Chiefs of Staff echoes the Iraq Study Group in calling the situation grave and deteriorating. But Powell told CBS's Face the Nation boosting the number of U.S. forces isn't enough to guarantee victory.
I am not persuaded that another surge of troops into Baghdad for the purpose of suppressing this communitarian violence or civil war will work.
In Iraq, the Red Crescent Society's taken a serious step. Here's CBS's Randall Pinkston.
Officials of the aid organization here in Baghdad have closed all of its branches until further notice. More than 30 employees and visitors were kidnapped yesterday by gunmen wearing Iraqi military uniforms. 16 of those who were taken were later released. No word on the rest.
Over the weekend, two more Americans were killed in Iraq. Well, it may be the break authorities had been hoping for. British police have made a collar in connection with a string of prostitute murders in Ipswich. Live to CBS News reporter Vicky Barker in London.
An ordinary bloke with an ordinary name and an ordinary face. The BBC actually interviewed local supermarket worker Tom Stevens about the so-called Suffolk Ripper case. He says he was a client who became a friend.
They'd quite often want a lift to get their drugs, and I'd give them a lift, and it was better for me like that, and that's how it developed into a friendship.
It's not clear if police brought him in on the strength of that interview or if there's other information which led them to his door. Live in London, I'm Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Well, Americans will be hitting the mailboxes and post offices with a vengeance today. Here's WCBS reporter Bob Brown in New York.
The Monday before Christmas is traditionally the busiest mailing day of the year, and postal officials say they expect to receive nearly a billion pieces of mail nationwide. Been crazy for you?
Very crazy.
How crazy?
Very crazy.
And a reminder, the deadline for out-of-state mail to arrive before Christmas is Wednesday. The deadline for mailing in-state is Thursday.
And it's not just the Postal Service. UPS expects to handle 20 million packages today, 100 million this week. Another creep in pump prices.
Gasoline prices moved up a tiny 2 cents in the past 2 weeks. This is half the rate of the increase in the prior two-week period. The U.S. average is now $2.29 per gallon.
Tulsa, Oklahoma is where you'll find the cheapest gas at $2.10 a gallon. It's 4 past the hour.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with your AM 760 local news update now. The investigation continuing into a fatal weekend shooting in Jefferson County. It happened just after 1 o'clock yesterday morning during a party in the 9,000 block of Blasco Place. Sheriff's deputies arrived to find 20-year-old Jonathan McLaughlin shot to death in the front yard. A witness said as many as 20 shots were fired and talked to 9 News.
He was there for us. He was a man who liked to keep the peace. You know, he did everything in his power to make everybody happy. He just liked to have fun. That's all he did, you know.
No arrests have been made. Authorities say there may have been as many as 50 witnesses, though. Jeffco Sheriff's Office asking for help with anyone. Federal authorities need to respond today to a lawsuit challenging the detention of nearly 1,300 workers following immigration raids last week, including the one at Swift & Company in Greeley. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey, and good morning. Well, so far, so good. No problems, no major weather-related road problems around the city. Just a little wet in some areas. Now, that's going to be a different story for the high country. You want to watch out for icy spots along I-70 from Idaho to Glenwood Springs. Chains required eastbound at the tunnel and both directions at the Vail Pass for commercial vehicles. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
World's first electric shaver with the expertise of Gillette Blade Technology. I'm Charles Osgood. General Colin Powell has been Secretary of State. He's also been Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And at this critical juncture in America's role in Iraq, Powell had something he wanted to say. And he went on CBS News Face the Nation with Bob Schieffer yesterday to say it.
It's grave and deteriorating, and we're not winning. We are losing.
More from Colin Powell after this for Bose, the greatest name in sound. With Hanukkah underway and Christmas just a week from today, you really need to check out the new Bose Quiet Comfort 3 acoustic noise-canceling headphones. They rest right on your ears for pure, crisp, perfect sound every time you put them on. Call 800-485-2498 to try them for 30 days risk-free. Ask about low monthly payments with no interest charges. Order by the end of January and you'll also get a free MP3 player preloaded with music at $50 value. The Bose QC3 headphones, this year's perfect holiday gift. 800-485-2498. And here's another great gift idea. The new 360 Complete Shaving System from Braun. The world's first electric shaver with the expertise of Gillette Blade Technology. Precisely angled blades cut hair more effectively on every stroke. For Braun's closest, most comfortable shave ever. And Braun's 360 Complete also comes with the most advanced Clean and Renew System, which keeps it feeling like a new shaver every day. The new 360 Complete from Braun. Precision, control, perfection. For more information, visit Braun.com. President Bush has not yet unveiled his plans for a new Iraq policy that's been delayed until early in the new year. But there have been hints from the administration that it will involve sending thousands of additional American troops there, and General Colin Powell does not like that idea.
I am not persuaded that another surge of troops into Baghdad for the purpose of suppressing this communitarian violence or civil war will work.
And besides, says Powell,
there really are no additional troops. All we would be doing is keeping some of the troops who were there longer.
General Powell said he doesn't see victory, if by that you mean getting rid of every insurgent and get peace throughout Iraq, as being in the cards right now. Not for the United States, anyway.
Victory is not in the hands of the American government or the American president. Victory, to be achieved or not to be achieved, is increasingly in the hands of the Iraqi leadership.
And that, says Powell, is the bottom line.
If they can't demonstrate the political will and means to go after the militias, to create a military force that is answerable and confident in the government, and to root out the corruption that exists in the police forces, if they are unable to do that, the United States is not going to be able to do it for them.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Words can never tell you. Form them, transform them anyway. How perfectly dear you are to me. I look back and in every one point, every word and gesture, every letter, every silence, you have been entirely perfect to me. I would not change one word, one look. This is how the poet Robert Browning said, I love you. This Christmas, say something just as beautiful without saying a word. A diamond is forever.
The Osgood File, December 18th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning. I think. Sick. What do you say, John? 6:10 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Hi today. Going to be 30 degrees, and we do have about a 20% side chance of snow. Listen to my voice. Man, I spent all weekend crawling the floor sick. Keep drinking water, but it doesn't do any good. Not sure whether I had the touch of the flu or if it was nerves surrounding this upcoming operation that I have, which is now about less than a week away, which is my which is my gastric bypass. So everybody tells me, well, you know, Jay, listen, I've been through it. It's not a problem, and anxiety and nervousness is normal. But, man, I really, for some reason, went around the bend this weekend and got upset. And for some reason, I don't know, it's just affecting my voice this morning. And I don't know what's behind that. All right. It's Monday morning. Most people are not in the mood, including you, not in the mood to talk about much on Monday morning. And I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. I mean, if we could go home right now, we would. Right, John?
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. Because this time of the year, two things happen. One, news starts to slow down. And two, the few items that are out there, the media just focuses on incessantly and doesn't let go. One of them is Obama and Hillary. That's one of them. And John Edwards has now thrown his hat into the ring to run for the presidency. And Evan Bayh has gotten out. And now there's a rumor that Mark Warner is reconsidering and may get back in again. So the media was all over that and has been all over this for the last week or 2 weeks and was all over it for the weekend. The other thing is, and I hesitate to bring this up, and I hesitate to get into this at 6:13, 13 minutes after 6 in the morning, because we seems like we do this every single morning. Around this time. But did you watch the Talking Head shows this weekend? First of all, former Secretary of State Colin Powell is casting doubt on a plan under consideration by President Bush that would send more troops into Iraq, calling the U.S. Army overextended and about broken. The other thing is, did you see Harry Reid on George Stephanopoulos this week? Now, I have to admit, I'm not a big Harry Reid fan. And I don't want to sit here at 6:14 in the morning and attack him. I just never really have been a big fan. But he says that he would support an increase in U.S. troops in Iraq. The Senate's top Democrat offered offered qualified support yesterday for a plan to increase U.S. troops in Iraq, saying it would be acceptable as part of a broader strategy to bring combat forces home by 2008. Now, you can get on the phone and correct me if I'm wrong here, but didn't we go to the polls and didn't we vote here a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now, 4 weeks ago? Didn't we go to the polls and didn't we vote to bring the troops home, to change the course in Iraq? And here's Harry Reid saying he would support a surge in troops. Senator Jack Reed, a Democrat from Rhode Island, disagrees. Senator Edward Kennedy, Democrat from Massachusetts, disagrees. Senator Joseph Biden, Democrat from Delaware, disagrees. Now, I had this crazy idea. I'm not saying this would work, but I got this weird idea as I was laying in bed, drifting in and out of attempting to sleep and trying to nurse my upset stomach. What would happen if we did this? What would happen if we had a surge in troops and an increase in troops to try to stop the violence, the sectarian violence? And then, on top of that, we kicked all the contractors out of Iraq. And we created for Iraq what Franklin Delano Roosevelt created for the United States during the Depression, which was you took unemployed people and made them, you had them work on public works. So you gave them jobs, in essence. So what happens if we went around to every young Iraqi and said, you can either do two things, join the insurgency and cause trouble, or how about a decent paying job reconstructing the country? Now, what is the unemployment level there in Iraq? It's like 60% or something. So if you had if you had people who had jobs and they were spending time working, would they have time to cause trouble? Would they have time to be mad? Or here's the thing. Do the Iraqis really want what they consider to be justice and revenge against each other, and they're not interested in what we're trying to sell them? Now, does anybody want to get on the horn and comment on any of this at 303-713-7600? Do you think I'm all wet? Think I'm full of it? I'm not happy with Harry Reid's situation, and I'm certainly not happy with the White House. And there was a Washington Post news analysis article over the weekend where Bush is telling people that things are not as bad as they seem. What planet is he living on? And I don't mean to get on the air and attack him every single day, but instead of sitting in denial, why don't we try to figure out some ways to fix this thing? Because I know we can. There are no good solutions on the table, but I know that if we think out of the box and use good old American ingenuity, we could figure a way out of this. I mean, what motivates violence? What motivates violence, radicalism, sectarian violence? What motivates all of that? Don't you think unemployment? Don't you think poverty does? Poverty and hopelessness. I mean, if you're living in poverty and you're living in hopelessness, and somebody comes to you and says, "Look, I'll show you to a better way once you check off the planet." Isn't it easier to buy into that if you've got nothing going on in your own life? So the question is, and here's the thing about putting more troops in there. Here's the thing about this whole thing about not about not threatening the Iraqis, that they have to want this. And I know I'm kind of talking in circles here, but there's a big part of me. I'm not sure that they want this. I'm really not sure that they want this. I think we may be trying to sell them something that they're really not interested in. And if they're not interested in it, it isn't going to make any difference what plans we come up with. They're going to reject it anyway. All right, 303-713-7600. And I know I've talked in circles a little bit here. And I got this wild plan, and then, you know, I'm talking about Harry Reid. But I'd love to hear what you have to say on this Monday morning. Three lines up.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
Stay alive. This message is courtesy of Mike and the staff at Oborne Engine and Automotive at 13401 West 43rd Drive in Wheat Ridge. Call 303-904-0055 for Oborne Engine and Automotive, where they wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support progressive talk. AM 760.
The TomTom Give Give event. You give a TomTom, we give you $100 off any model at any retailer. So give the best portable everyday GPS solution, TomTom. Heck, give two. TomTom. Find your way the easy way.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Well, it sounds like how my stomach felt this weekend. 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. High today, 30. Slight chances, no, about a 20% chance. And what about a white Christmas? I have no idea. I have no idea what's going to happen as far as Christmas Day goes. All right, we're talking about Iraq, and I know we talk about Iraq every morning, it seems like, at this time. And I don't mean to, you know, to dwell on it, but it's always, you always come, you know, it's so easy to get in here on Monday morning and you have a reaction off the talking head shows over the weekend. 303-713-7600, and I'm kind of angry at Harry Reid. But then I'm also interested in what you think about my idea. Which is not, it's not the most original idea in the world, but maybe it would work. I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't work. Here's Larry in Conifer. Larry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
This is actually Larry in Denver.
Oh, I'm sorry, Larry. Go ahead.
First of all,
best of luck with that surgery. I know it's a very unsettling thing. I've never had major surgery, but it does weigh on your mind.
Well, you know what? I'm nuts to begin with. And then on top of that, it's like I went in there on Friday for the post-op part of this thing. You know, the pre-op, you know, where they give you all this information and they tell you, and they have to do this, okay? They tell you, like, the worst things that are going to happen. And I just got freaked out. So I apologize. Anyway, so what do you think about all this?
First of all, I think at this point, I realize the Democrats, and I'm a lifelong Democrat, are more contentious. We don't want to see another lockstep bunch of rubber stamps in there again. But I think that certainly to begin with, they need to hold together on a common stance on things, because it's going to give people more confidence in what they're going to be able to do. And it's tough about what they're going to be able to do. At least that's my opinion on the Harry Reid thing. It seemed to be an ill-considered statement.
Yeah, it's like he made a gaffe, and it's like I couldn't... I mean, it's not what we voted for. Is that what we voted for?
No, I don't think that is at all. I think what we voted for was to disconnect from this thing and try to leave things in as viable a condition as possible. And on that point, I think your idea about essentially a WPA for Iraq is not a bad idea, as long as there can be some control. That is to say, the Iraqis do it, but we can't just give them the money because they may just go out and buy more arms and kill more people.
No, I think you're right about that. I mean, we would have to we would have to administer the program. We would have to get them to go along with it. We would have to be willing to invest the time and you know, the money to make it happen. And we'd have to cut off a lot of American special interests there. And the thing that I see that would make that maybe not work at all is I'm not so sure they want what we're trying to sell them.
No, but they do want and need jobs and incomes. I don't mean necessarily have to sell them our version of democracy as far as that's concerned. It's really not part of their history. It's not part of their culture. But they have to understand, too, and they must, I would think, better than I do, that if this continues to go on as it is, they're going to have Sunnis from Syria and Arabia and Shiites coming into the country to take sides.
Well, all right, let me ask you this question. Let's say the eventual outcome of all of this is that they establish some kind of theocracy. Would that bother you?
It's their choice. If we're saying we're for independence, we can't impose our culture on them. That's one of the things that I've heard some people compare the need there not as a WPA issue, but as a Marshall Plan issue. Well, that's all well and good, except that we were dealing with European countries with which we have a great deal in common, our culture, our religious views within limits, everybody but the Nazis, of course. And we are not there. This is one of the reasons we're in so much trouble there, because the powers that be refuse to take the cultural considerations seriously.
Yeah, the other thing we didn't do, too, was we didn't go in and say, okay, if you have any socialist-based parties, for instance, they're disqualified. We let everybody in the arena, with the exception of fascist and Nazi parties, and we didn't disrupt their basic history that they had of a multi-partied parliamentary democracy. And in the case of Japan, we drew up their constitution, but we allowed everybody to participate. And the Iraqis don't have that background.
Well, no, in the case of Japan, too, you have a homogeneous society.
Right, exactly, yeah. They didn't have those factions.
Right.
So, I don't know. If you and I, and if the rest of the United States is willing to say, okay, then if you guys want to have a theocracy, if this is what you want to do, go ahead and do it. All we're interested in right now is just achieving some degree of stability so we can get the hell out.
Yeah. And we're still going to have ongoing costs there that are going to be substantial.
I just got a feeling this president, though, is not on the same page you and I are on.
He's not on the same planet that you and I are on. You know, he keeps wanting to call himself, I'm the decider. Well, you decided to lie about the war. You decided to use 9/11 for your own political advantage. You decided to bypass or totally ignore the Constitution. So, yeah, you're the decider, all right. And put it in those terms.
Yeah.
That's a little harsh, I suppose.
Yeah, but it's true.
It is true. Can I make one, I'll try to keep a short statement?
Sure.
I think the country needs to be a little bit more concerned with the history of the conservatives in this country. If you go back to the labor wars in the 1880s and 90s, the conservative property owners wanted to basically treat workers as slaves when they wouldn't have to feed them or house them. And people were shot, they were kidnapped, they were, you know the history of the labor movement.
Right,
and
right.
The next time, then we had a respite a little bit when McKinley was assassinated and Teddy Roosevelt got in, who was, I guess, our first real progressive, and the reforms that he instituted are we are living in better for today, and yet this bunch still wants to destroy them. And then before and after World War One, you had the conservatives back in, and the Palmer Commission and the Red Scare period came in. The next time they had substantial power again was the 50s and the blacklisting. It's every single time they get their hands on it.
Yeah, it's their lineage. You're right about that, and it's something that all of us need to be pretty aware of. And I think they could use some education on their own history too, because I think there's a lot of people who follow that who don't want to acknowledge it or are revisionists when it comes to that stuff, or they don't know that it actually went on.
Well, and they spent I don't know how many decades just shoving the idea that communists and socialists were the ones who wanted to organize. People don't really want to sit down and study it. They could at least look at a couple of old films, Mate One for one, and the Molly Maguires.
Yeah. Yeah, you're 100% right. Agree with you. Yeah. I'm on the same page as you, man. Larry, thank you. I appreciate it.
Good luck on the surgery.
Okay, pal. Thanks.
Bye.
All right, 303-713-7600. We'll take more of your calls about this. Powell saying more troops in Iraq won't work. Jay Marvin says put the Iraqis to work, but I'm not sure that'll work either. And Harry Reid saying he would okay the use of a surge of troops if certain conditions were met. I don't think this is what most of us voted for. 6:32. And a look at traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We had some activity in Littleton. A car versus elk crash southeast of Chatfield State Park at Santa Fe and Titan. That's south of C-470. Otherwise, we're collision-free around the metro. I-25 looking good up from the Springs. No problems through the tech center. Getting busy either side of I-70. Did get some winter weather north of Denver, so you want to be sure to give yourself plenty of extra time into work or school. And be mindful of those icy spots in that area.
Honey, I'm not the best gift giver. Remember the Potholder of the Month Club? Not one of my finer moments. That's why I'm picking up Radio Shack gift cards for everyone. So if the kids want MP3 players or RC cars, they're set. Or for you, an LCD TV, digital camera, or wireless phone, it's whatever you want. So now I'll get credit for a great gift. And you don't have to return another candy cane sweater.
The perfect holiday gift, the Radio Shack gift card. Only at Radio Shack. Radio Shack gift cards cannot be redeemed for services.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s. And you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of omega-3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear?
Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactiv will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactiv uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactiv prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
Surgeons use the same safe, FDA-approved technology as other providers. The only difference? We offer our procedures for a fraction of the price.
At these prices, I tell anybody, don't wait. Just do it.
Request a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you just how affordable it can be. Call 1-800-700-9104. The LASIK Vision Institute. Better vision at a better value. Call 1-800-700-9104. That's 1-800-700-9104. 1-800-700-9104.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I should let you in on the real debate that's going on here at AM 760 Progressive Talk at 636. 36 minutes after the hour with a high today of around 30 and a slight chance of snow. The real debate is, do we play Christmas music or not? Do you want to hear Christmas music? Do you? Should we bump with Christmas music, as they say in the biz? All right, we're talking about Iraq here, and we're talking about Harry Reid's statements about supporting troops, troop surge, and about Jay Marvin's WPA plan for Iraq. And all of this controversy that came down over the weekend. 303-713-7600. Here's Deb in Loveland. Deb, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
And I first want to wish you the very best for your upcoming surgery.
Oh, thanks.
I think we're going to have to eat a little bit of humble pie. When you make a mess like this, there is no rosy solution. And we need to acknowledge the lies that were told, the changing reasons that we gave for being in Iraq. We have never specified specific goals, what we want to achieve in Iraq. But one thing that's obvious that we're achieving is we're trying to get the oil, and we're not doing a very good job of it. We're going to have to admit that we were wrong and apologize. And then we need to stay out of running other countries. And I don't know if you heard George McGovern and Dennis Kucinich on television. I forget the program, but they made a real good case as to what we do need to do. Stop the funding. We can't keep giving more and more money for this fiasco, this quagmire. We need to get the contractors out. We need to bring our troops home. We need to do it under international auspices. And once our troops are home, we owe big time for not only for Americans, also for Iraqis who have been so horribly affected by this. We need to pay for counseling, health care, helping families get back on their feet, because they've been pounded horribly.
Yeah,
trouble
with all of that is you can't get any of that done as long as you have the level of violence going on over there that you've got going on. You can't get anybody over there anything. That's one of the problems. I got into a pretty emotional discussion with this guy, Preston, in Denver, who hasn't called in a long time. He's probably angry at me. Where he was talking about, you know, we need to investigate why we went there, we need to do this, we need to do that. And I kept asking him, I kept saying, well, yeah, okay, but how's that going to get us out? And I think you got to, you know, as I said to Larry in Denver, I mean, I think you got a couple of problems here. First of all, what Harry Reid was saying yesterday on Stephanopoulos about this qualified support for a plan to increase troops in Iraq, a surge,
is not what we voted for. But the other thing is, maybe we need to come to the realization that what we want for them is not what they want for themselves. And they need to make a choice. And the choice they need to make is, do they want some form of a democratic government in which all parties are involved, or are they hell-bent on justice and revenge? If they're hell-bent on justice and revenge, then it's not going to make any difference what we try to do. They're not going to buy it. They're not interested in buying it. Okay?
They're not going to buy anything from us because we have bombed, we have destroyed, and that's where they're coming from. That's where the international community is going to need to come in, because it's not going to be us. When you've done wrong, people don't want to listen to anything you have to say. And I wish you would get Dennis Kucinich and George McGovern on, because they'll explain it a whole lot better than me. And yes, it will be a mess. It's really turning into Vietnam in many ways. It's not exactly the same, but what we ended up having to do was just plain old getting out. We are now in decades later, we're finally in a good position with Vietnam, and they're trading with us. And I hope that will be true of Iraq.
Yeah, but we had a different situation in Vietnam. You know, the difference in Vietnam is compared to what's going on in Iraq. The Vietnamese had a functioning government. They had a functioning government in the north. There was a propped-up government in the south, but at least it functioned. You didn't have the chaos on the streets that you've got going on in Baghdad. And the other thing is, how come all of these people, with all of their wisdom and all of their supposed knowledge and intelligence, do you think if we had 60% unemployment in the United States of America, do you think there'd be domestic tranquility here?
Well, this is what wars create, and of course there will not be domestic tranquility, and this is some of the reparations that we're going to have to be paying for it. Like I wish Kucinich was on.
What would happen if we went in? What would happen if we kicked the contractors out and said enough's enough, and went in there and said, all right, here, instead of running around committing violence, how about a decent paying job?
At least
then, if you could get some stability, then you could say, okay, you guys handle it from here on out. Goodbye. We're leaving.
Well, we're not going to get that stability with us. We are not going to be the ones to do it because we've messed it up so much. Somebody else that they will listen to is going to have to help create that stability, and it is horrible right now. And there will be more people killed, but I think it will ratchet down with money for people to have jobs. They were doing the jobs. They, it does have to be stabilized. I just believe that we are not going to be the ones to stabilize it, because every time they see an American, it's like we've done so much harm with the bombing that they're no, and the torture, that they're not willing to even look at us. It's like if somebody's been missing you, you're not going to listen to that person.
You know, if they're hell-bent on justice, if they're hell-bent on revenge, no matter who talks to them, they're not going to listen. Deb, thanks. I appreciate the call this early in the morning.
Thank you, Jay, and God bless you.
All right, I love you too. See you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Four lines open here, which is not unusual for a Monday morning. 303-713-7600. I just really believe, as I just said to Deb, that if they're hell-bent on revenge and what they consider to be justice, it's not going to make any difference what we do. But I don't think a troop surge... As a matter of fact, last time we put more troops in Baghdad, the violence went up. So... I guess I'm picking on Harry Reid this morning by saying, why would he make that statement yesterday on Stephanopoulos? And there's got to be some other solution to this problem than just more troops. And I don't know, maybe there's not. Maybe there, like I've been saying now for weeks, maybe there are no, just no good options. What a hell of a mess. 303-713-7600. But you know what? We can figure it out. We can, because we're smart, we're talented. We just have to think out of the box. Trouble is, we have leadership that doesn't do that. 645, 15 away from 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gino with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, with the exception of a crash where a car hit an elk, Santa Fe south of C-470, we're in pretty decent shape. No delays across Highlands Ranch, 225 still at good speeds through Aurora. Just a bit more congestion now, eastbound 6th, Highway 36 at Federal. I-70, an easy drive approaching I-25 so far, and no worries for you out to DIA. Just keep in mind this week before the holiday, we'll see increasing security times, parking lots filling up. So far, only a 5-minute wait, and parking wide open in all lots. Weather today, early morning snow showers, hazy and chilly, high of 31 degrees. Right now, mostly cloudy in 23. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
South Shore has made a huge splash. Visit them waterside and discover 14 stunning model homes by John Langholm.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
Beard and wig are in the back seat, locked in there. I was supposed to play Santa Claus for my niece a half an hour ago.
Do you know your security PIN number?
9339.
Sometimes even Santa needs a little help.
I do have the signal coming out to unlock your vehicle. So what's Santa delivering this morning?
Presents are out on the porch. Of course, the Santa bag is in the back seat as well. This is just disastrous.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
There it goes. You saved Christmas.
Yay!
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services cost only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Walking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
You know, maybe Santa would bring me one of those brand new Corvettes with OnStar. What are those? Those OZs or whatever they're called? I could get medieval in one of those things. You know, out of Rockies, they have a a black vet out there, a 50th anniversary edition one. It's beautiful. No, can't afford. I still want that electric car from whatever the name of that company is. Tesla, that'll do 100 miles an hour. 649, 49 past the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk. Jay Marvin along with you. 303-713-7600. Talking about Harry Reid's weird statement yesterday on Stephanopoulos that he would support more troops going into Iraq. And my weird idea about how to stabilize the country is take the 60% employment and reduce it to about 4%. And what would that do? Might change things. Here's Nanette in Castle Rock. Nanette, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Good
Hi.
Luck on your surgery.
Thanks.
I know it's going to go well.
I hope so.
No, it is. You don't have to worry about it. I said so. Anyway, my feelings are that, you know, war is butter and guns, and it's time that the U.S. say to the Iraqi people, look, we're not sending in any more U.S. troops. We're going to be bringing in some U.N. troops who are going to be distributing food and medical supplies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we will do this in handing out jobs that you're qualified for and putting everybody back to work in exchange for your guns. And then we have counselors there, even if we have to mildly train, not mildly, but minimally train our troops in how to talk to people and deal with them. And what we've done, admit the wrongs that we have committed, and help these people get back to get their lives together as best we can. And then we have to work on our own, but our helping them will help our own soldiers. And that is the only way, I don't know, I'm sure there's some other way, but it seems to me that that's the most humane way to start eliminating this stuff. And those, whatchamacallits, like Buckley, bases. That we're building.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah, the bases that we're constructing, right.
If they want to finish them, fine, but they're going to be Iraqi hospitals and schools and mosques and everything else, and we just stop our ridiculous intentions. We let them have their oil. We let them export it. We have done enough damage. We have made enough mistakes. We have hurt those people sufficiently. And I'm a nice Jewish girl saying this. It's time to stop being assholes.
Well, you know, actually, your idea about butter and guns and all that kind of stuff is a pretty good idea. I wonder what would happen if we went in there and said, okay, you give us your gun, you renounce being part of the insurgency, and we'll do the following for you. We'll put you to work. We'll rebuild the infrastructure of the country using you.
Restore your homes. Dignity.
We'll pay you good money. The same money we were paying these, what have we got, about 100,000 contractors there? The same money we're paying those folks?
Yeah.
They could take that money and not only have a better standard of living, but they could pump it into the economy, too.
Absolutely. What we've done is devastated that country. We had no business doing it. We'll help them fix it up because, you know, that's what they deserve. And the truth is, we also have to show them that the American people are not all George W., and that just because we have to show them that our democracy does work, we need to do the investigations, and we have to do an immediate impeachment of George Bush just on what he lied about that we know for fact. And we can move on with the rest of it with Cheney, and then we can jail the rest of that Klan. And on top of it, George Bush needs to be tried for murder.
You know, the other thing, though, before you start getting off on all that, the only other thing I want to run by you is the same thing I ran by Deborah, and I also ran by Larry, and I've, you know, been saying this for the whole hour. What happens if the Iraqis are interested in justice and revenge and are not interested at all in what we're selling them? In other words, they don't want to hear anything more from us. What they want is they want to right perceived wrongs that have gone on over their history. And what they really want to do is they really want to get at each other. And they don't want us in the way.
Well, they may want to get out of at each other, just like blacks and whites in the South, and just like everybody else with who have an axe to grind against somebody else. And that's where counseling comes in. And you got to learn that, you know, it's nice to be an extremist in your beliefs, but your beliefs belong to you, and you do not move them on. And you know, once they're eating and they're working, you don't have to love your neighbor. You just have to let them live. And everybody is entitled to that little bit of breath of air. And they've got to learn that, because in the scheme of things, you know, whatever faith you are, the bottom line is, if there's a heaven and if there's a hell, and, you know, I'm just, or whatever it is they want, you know, they're all going to have to face their same God. And they need to just deal with it. They just need to deal with peace on earth, because that is what it's about. It's not about who should I kill first. That's not what's good and right in the world.
Well, you know the one thing that we in America can't come to grips with, I don't think? I don't think we can come to grips whether it's the topic of illegal immigration or it's Iraq. There's one thing we have trouble coming to grips with, and I think especially if you're middle class, even lower middle class, and certainly if you're upper middle class, we have trouble coming to grips with the idea that abject poverty and starvation and repression will move you to do all kinds of things.
That's why I said we've got to feed them.
Yeah, I think you're right. Nanette, thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Because I don't think most of us have ever lived in those kind of conditions. Yeah, you know, we've all sat up and we've all counted pennies. And we've eaten less than nutritious meals in between paychecks. Who hasn't done that? Or we barely scrape to get by. And it's always one of those deals where no matter how much your back is against the wall, then what ends up happening is something else comes along and costs you more money. I mean, we've all been there. But how many of us have been in abject poverty? I'm talking about where you don't eat. And you don't eat because you give the food to your kids. What little do you have? And you have no way of feeding your kids. And you have no way of getting any of the basics or the necessities in life. Some of you, I'm sure, can call me and say, yeah, I've been there. But I'm willing to bet that the majority of us never really have. And you got to know that there are Iraqis sitting there that are going through this. Can't get jobs. Can't put food on the table. So somebody comes along and promises them pie in the sky. Think they're going to take it? Who's got time to think about democracy when you can't fill the stomach of your kids and yourself? All right, coming up next, we're going to get off on something totally different, which I know not that much about, but I'm going to ask you your opinion about. And that's this whole violence in basketball and this Carmelo Anthony and all this brawling. We'll talk about it coming up next.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age, so get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So it's powerful, and it works. What's better is that beta-prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of beta-prostate, call 1-800-210-3461. That's 1-800-210-3461. Try beta-prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. There's a fresh development in the search for those three missing climbers on Mount Hood, Oregon. CBS News correspondent Jerry Bowen has exclusive information on the identity of the climber whose body was found yesterday.
Officials confirmed to CBS News that the dead climber is Kelly James, and the search now for his two fellow climbers is going to focus on a steep glacier where it's believed they tried to make their way off the mountain to seek help after leaving James in a cave.
Oregon National Guard Captain Mike Brabish says the effort is still considered a rescue mission.
We still remain hopeful and we still remain very optimistic that we will find the other two climbers.
One doctor calls it a carbon monoxide epidemic. Last week's Pacific Northwest storm left more than a million homes without power and heat at one point, and now that storm is blamed for about 100 cases of carbon monoxide poisoning from generators or grills that were being used improperly. Fumes killed at least one person. Overseas, British police believe they've caught up with a latter-day Jack the Ripper. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker in London. Vicky, what do we know about the suspect?
As it happens, Frank, we know a lot. The BBC actually interviewed local supermarket worker Tom Stevens about the murdered prostitutes. He says he was a client who'd befriended all five of them.
They'd quite often want a lift to get their drugs, and I'd give them a lift. It was better for me like that, and that's how it developed into a friendship.
It's not clear if police brought him in on the strength of that interview or if there's other information or evidence which led them to his door.
Need a stamp? Well, this might not be the best day to visit the post office. The Monday before Christmas is usually busy.
I have to mail this today. I think I am late already. I hope it gets on time.
There's always express mail. Get the card to the post office by Friday. It should be delivered on or before the 25th. Police in Kirksville, Missouri, 165 miles northwest of St. Louis, still have not identified any of seven people found dead in a duplex apartment. Local newspaper man Gregory O'Rear tells us the police were called to that home by neighbors who had reason to suspect something was wrong.
There was a strange odor in the residence. Police have not confirmed what that odor is or whether or not even if it had anything to do with the individuals dying.
Iraq's only post-war cabinet minister convicted of corruption has escaped from prison. And CBS's Randall Pinkston in Baghdad tells us this is not the first time.
Ayam al-Samari had escaped once before but was captured at the Baghdad airport with a Chinese passport. This time, his whereabouts are unknown. He apparently was assisted in his breakout yesterday by what's described as non-Iraqi security forces.
Before his arrest, Samari was Iraq's electricity minister. Five New York Knicks and five Denver Nuggets could find out today if they'll be fined or suspended for an on-the-court brawl near the end of the game Saturday night. The NBA is also investigating reports that New York head coach Isaiah Thomas instigated the fight. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up more than 3 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, Susie. Thanks for watching my kids.
Good timing. I'm making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ooh, my kids love chocolate milk.
So do mine, but I didn't make it for them. This Ovaltine's for us.
Really?
Hey, adults love the taste, too. Plus, I drink rich chocolate Ovaltine every day because it's high in calcium and antioxidants like vitamins A, C, and E. Ovaltine even has iron I need, which I can't get from Nesquik powder or milk alone.
Mmm, Ovaltine is good.
And it's loaded with vitamins and minerals. Nesquik powder doesn't come close.
More Ovaltine, please.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-933-1951. That's 1-800-933-1951. 1-800-933-1951.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Facing worsening air pollution, state regulators have approved the first ever statewide regulations on the booming oil and gas industry to reduce air pollution. The proposals need to be approved by the legislature before they take effect in May of 2008. Tyrone Braxton, a starter on both Broncos Super Bowl champion teams due in court in Arapahoe County today on drug charges. Braxton has said he was doing marijuana and cocaine the day he was arrested. Snow in the high country this morning and headed this way on the Front Range.
We do see snowfall. I don't see whiteout conditions, but we do see some steady snowfall up there. And, chain restrictions are changing hourly here.
Right now, all commercial vehicles have to chain up eastbound over Vail Pass and eastbound at the Eisenhower Tunnel. That snow could come by Wednesday. For today, just partly cloudy, 35 for a high. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Already a pretty tough ride through Thornton North Glen. Speeds down to the single digits at 104th Avenue and dragging down to I-70, as you could expect. Eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike heavy and crawling toward Federal. 225 filling in northbound from Parker to Mississippi. We still had some crash cleanup in Littleton on Santa Fe Drive south of C-470. Car hit an elk there right near Chatfield State Park. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, early morning snow showers, hazy and chilly, high of 31. Right now, mostly cloudy, 23 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Take the stress out of hosting your holiday party this year with delicious party trays from King Soopers, piled high with meats, cheese, veggies, and more. And don't miss our in-store coupon, good for $5 off any tray, $19.99 and up. King Soopers, right store, right price.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
Smith on. There's a flagrant two foul. He's going to get thrown out of the game. And now hopefully fewer heads will prevail. Nate Robinson throwing the punch. Smith coming right back at him. And this has turned ugly.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning. 7:07. 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. Slight chance of snow today. And a high of 30, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Missed any part of the program, you can get it on podcast at am760.net. You can IM me at am760.net. Don't forget about the Big Head Todd and the Monsters New Year's Eve concert promotion. Go to am760.net, check that out. And we're going to get into something here that I basically don't ever discuss. The reason I don't ever discuss this is because when I was a kid, I was uncoordinated as hell. And because I was never attracted to sports. I mean, any sport I tried to play, I had to sit on the bench. So I eventually blew it off. Plus, I wasn't that enthusiastic about it either. Anyway, I mean, I went through the phase, you know, of hanging on everything that happened with the Dodgers. And being proud of Larry Sherry because he and Sandy Koufax are both Jewish, and when the World Series fell during one of the Jewish High Holy holidays, they weren't there at the World Series. And it was a point of pride when you went to grade school and you said, look, look at those guys. And I went through all of that, you know, with Koufax and Roseboro and all those people. But eventually I got away from it. And the only sports I ever really follow, and I found this passion as of late, has been motorsports. Not NASCAR. But this is all over the news this morning. And it's been all over the news all weekend. And this is this whole fight, this whole thing that went on, this whole brawl that went on during this basketball game that took place, where was this, in New York? Did this happen? Let me quote from the Rocky Mountain News here. It looked to be another banner week for Carmelo Anthony, who already had on his mantle two awards this season for Player of the Week. His donation of $1.5 million to the Carmelo Anthony Youth Development Center was announced, and a grand opening was held Thursday in Baltimore, where he grew up. The Nuggets forward was coming off of games of 37 and 42 points, and he was putting the finishing touches on a 34-point effort Saturday in what would have been a 123-100 win at New York. But with one punch, the NBA's leading scorer saw the whole thing come totally and completely apart. Now, in a statement on Sunday, he apologized and says he takes full responsibility for his actions. So the big debate this morning in the newsroom is, how many games is he going to be suspended for? Now, how many of you out there are basketball fans? Here's the biggest question I have to ask, which John Turk, who's a big sports fan, and I, we're talking about this. You know, the NBA had a big brawl back in November 2004 involving Detroit and Indiana. How come these guys don't get arrested? Now, I know hockey players have been busted before in the past. Wasn't it the Philadelphia Flyers that went up into the stands and started beating up spectators?
The Broad Street Bullies.
And they got arrested, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, there was a few. Once they got into the stands, yeah, there's been several times hockey players have been arrested, but it's when they've gotten into the stands and kind of attacked fans.
Okay, but here's my question. Why is violence in sports gratuitous violence? Because there's some sports that are violent. Boxing, football, wrestling. If you could call wrestling a sport. But how come these guys are above the law? How come they can get into a public place like this, throw punches, end up in the seats, fighting, and the worst they're going to get is some suspensions, and then they might get fined? Now, if you or I got into a fight, you know, if AM760 was holding an event and, you know, we got into it, or even if I got into it with another employee, they'd call the Denver police. I'd get arrested. They wouldn't say to me, well, and you know what? I'd probably get fired. So they wouldn't say, like, well, all right, you got out of line, Jay, so you're off the air for five shows. What is it about these guys that they live like in a different world than we do? Is it about money? Because they generate money? They make these high salaries? Is there an unwritten rule in society that sports teams and that sports polices its own, and that society in general stays out of it? How does this work? Why aren't they subjected to the same rules we're subjected to? Now, everybody loses their temper. Everybody gets crazy. We all do in the heat of the moment. You know, I've certainly done it. I mean, I've exhibited it on this radio station before. But, you know, if I slugged you over something, man, you know, I'd get arrested. How does this work? What's the story behind this? And I'm sure a lot of you out there are probably thinking, well, you know what? What has all of this got to do with
progressive politics or liberal politics or conservative politics or independent politics. And you know what it has to do with it? Well, I'll tell you what it has to do with. It has to do with what we will and will not tolerate in this society. And I am the least socially conservative person in the world. I do believe this, though. I believe breaking the law, you break the law, you pay the, you know, you're in trouble. You break the law, you get busted. So, and I think there are probably a lot of you out there who feel the same way. I mean, we have a pretty strong, you know, law and order streak, despite the fact that what we're stereotyped in by the mainstream media as being, well, we're soft on everything. I don't think that's true. And I don't think we're soft on a lot of things. And certainly breaking the law is one of those things that we're not soft on. Then there's the last thing to look at. You know what the last thing to look at is? Don't kids look up to these guys? Now, society as a whole, and certainly socially conservative people, and people in the federal government, and I can name names. I mean, Sam Brownback is one who's running for the presidency under the Republican ticket. They're after the broadcast media on a continuous basis. Not for the things that they should be after the broadcast media for, but they're after the broadcast media for quote-unquote content and obscenity. They're not going to tolerate that. Plus, on top of that, I've talked about this before, and it's true. Take it to the bank. They would love to get into your cable system, and they would love to get into anything else going on out there that you pay to receive, including getting into the Internet. But you get a bunch of guys on a basketball court, and they start rumbling, and you know what? Where are all these law and order guys? Nobody comes forward and says, wait a minute, you know what? You can't be doing this. Why did they get special treatment? Why are they treated differently than you and I? And I'll take any answer you want to give me, because I have never thought this was right. 303-713-7600. Three lines open. You know what? You're a little league coach. You're a professional athlete. You start throwing punches? Hey, that's assault. You should go to jail. Worst these guys are going to get is a fine, and they're going to sit out 10 games. God, I'd like this radio station to suspend me for 10 shows. Nothing better I'd like to do than sit home for 10 days. And not do a damn thing. And then there are some people out there who think the monetary hit takes care of it and that's enough. Oh, okay, you're a bad bunch of guys, pay a fine, and then that's it. I don't buy it.
There's a terrific new book entitled For Bronco Fans Only. It has incredible stories from Bronco fans. Even the one about the idiot who stayed on a billboard for 33 days until the Broncos won. Wonder who that was. Hurry into your nearest King Supers to get this season's perfect stocking stuffer.
From I-25 to Brighton, and still an excellent drive around the airport. No concerns coming out of Aurora on those westbound lanes. Of course, your mountain drive going to be more challenging. Icy from Idaho to Glenwood Springs. Chains required eastbound at the tunnel and both directions for commercial vehicles over the Vail Pass, so drive with caution. Weather today, early morning snow showers, hazy and chilly, high of 31. Right now, mostly cloudy, 23 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Give the gift of skiing or riding this holiday season. The A-Basin guaranteed a ski or ride package includes a season pass, three lessons, and rentals for just $249. For the gift that lasts forever, visit ArapahoeBasin.com.
Thermal Advantage is looking to test homes for energy efficiency. All your old windows will be taken out and new ones installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 40% on their energy bill, or they'll reimburse you the difference. For participating, when the test is complete, you'll be able to keep the windows. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply. Offer ends this week.
Comcast is proud to provide Steamboat Prudential Realty with high-speed internet service that meets all their business needs. But don't take our word for it.
I'm Karen, and real estate is my business. In a resort town, we sell a hot product in a desirable area. Comcast Workplace is essential to getting our job done. My clients expect speed and reliability, and that's exactly what I get with Comcast Workplace.
Get your office up to speed with Comcast Workplace. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Comcast is proud to provide Steamboat Prudential Realty with high-speed internet service that meets all their business needs, but don't take our word for it.
Hi, I'm Vince Van Heukelum, and this is my company. If you can imagine it, we can make it out of concrete. Our company is growing and changing. We made the switch to Comcast Workplace because the speed is just that much better. The less time we spend waiting, the more time we're working.
Get your office up to speed with Comcast Workplace. Call 1-800-COMCAST today and get Comcast Workplace for as low as $45.95 per month, plus 50% off installation.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America with twice the power of most omega-3s. And you can get a bottle from Iceland Health free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible and I feel like my energy is up.
Our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference. Call 1-800-900-5519.
Iceland Health Omega 3 made me feel 100% better.
Call our toll-free automated system to request your free bottle. There's no pushy salesperson, just the fast, easy way to get your free bottle. Call 1-800-900-5519. That's 1-800-900-5519.
It's like the rats just running from the sinking ship.
Randy Rhodes.
And the only rat left on the ship is Bush. He might be the last neocon. So, let me guess. He's putting off his decision till after Christmas because he thinks Jesus might, what, bring the rapture by then? Is this what we're stuck with now? The rapture president who is the last neocon left standing?
Randy Rhodes.
You know.
Weekdays at 4. On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
That's right. If you're in the NBA, Saturday night is okay for fighting, and it's legal, too. So, 7:21, 21 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. Slight chance of snow. High today, 30. This is only the second time in my career I've ever done a talk topic that had to do with sports, being like the NBA or anything else. And I remember the last time was when Michael Jordan retired. Oh, and I did one. No, I'm lying. How about when Scottie Pippen got caught with a gun in his car? Chicago. That was another time. These guys, man. I mean, what is it about them that they can't control themselves? And we're talking about this big brawl that happened in New York. And why these guys don't get arrested. 303-713-7600. Here's Ray in Westminster. Ray, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Hey, thing is that you can't really totally pick on basketball. It tends to be more prevalent because of the type of players. Now, you have to remember that these guys, as they get more competitive, they're more aggressive, and you're putting a bunch of these guys out. And the other thing is that the police and the way that they operate is a supposed to be for correction of behavior. Don't do this anymore. And you remember the same thing happened. You talk about motorsports. Don't forget about the whole deal with Paul Tracy here and the pushing incident. These guys get so involved in it. And I think if somebody gets hurt, yeah, I think it's a whole different thing. You know, in the hockey where the guy broke his neck. But yeah, you're putting a bunch of guys that are extremely competitive, extremely aggressive. And they expect their own to make the corrections to punish them. And I don't think that to the level of having the police coming, picking up, arresting them, I don't think that does anything to correct that.
All right, well, let me play a little devil's advocate here. First of all, aren't the police supposed to enforce the laws? And punching somebody else is against the law. I mean, if I punched you, because we disagreed on this, not to say that we, you know, that would ever happen, but I mean, if you punched me, I mean, wouldn't, you know, I'd call the cops. Wouldn't you call the cops?
No, I don't think that's totally true. I think there's a lot of people that punch each other, a lot of fights. I work downtown. I see people doing it all the time. The police come and they try and correct it. If somebody's hurt, there's an arrest made, somebody has to do it. If there's a little fight, you know, it's part of life. They look at it. They have to use discretionary if there's aggression. I see it all the time.
No, I got a lot of friends that are cops. I know a lot of cops, though, man. I mean, if you throw a punch and there are witnesses and they say, man, that you did it, they're going to haul your butt to jail.
I disagree. I see it all the time. I'm out on the street in Denver. And then I have a friend who's from Scotland. It's pretty funny. They, if somebody's having a brawl out in the street, the cops just kind of stay back, let them do their thing because they look at it as just part of society. And he just kind of laughs on the way we operate. I don't think that we can just go into a sporting event. I mean, if you look at any of them, look at F1, look at the whole thing with Schumacher, look at all the little fights when it comes to Grand Prix motorcycle racing.
But those guys very rarely ever, if ever, would, for instance, pull cars over in the middle of the race, get out and start duking it out.
Oh, they do. Come on, Jay.
I've seen it. No, I said, what did I just say? I just said very rarely does it ever happen. I've seen it happen, but it very rarely ever happens. Do they get competitive? Do they get angry? Yeah, of course they get competitive, and of course they get angry, but not like what you saw on Saturday night. And the thing is that what these guys will do is, what they'll end up having happen to them is they'll sit out these games, or they'll get fined, and then they go on their merry way, man. And it's like, you know what? What happened to the deal of, like, when it comes to sportsmanship and it comes to what you're taught as a kid and what it comes to what we try to emphasize with youth and we try to emphasize in society in general, that, you know what, you don't solve issues that you have by hitting somebody else. And you and I are going to have to go down on the record books here as disagreeing about what police will and will not do. And I've seen the police many times haul guys out of bars. I've seen them haul guys off the street. I've seen them bust people, and when it comes to domestic violence, if they show up at your house and one or two of the parties can prove and show that there's contact, they'll arrest you.
Well, domestic violence is a whole different thing, and you know, I mean, you have to, when you talk about raising children, I have too many children, but anyway.
But what do you mean you have too many children?
I have five kids.
That's not too many. What does that mean?
It's tough, man. Each one of them is a little bit different, and we've been through that whole fighting thing. And you know, I've made some mistakes where, you know, teaching kids to defend themselves. And I had one of my kids. I went through the whole thing and tell them that you just kind of, you know, you have to just not go back and you know, don't punch the guy, and the guy punched him in the eye, and it turned into a big giant mess, and he didn't defend himself. And one of my other kids is, you know, if somebody pushes, you need to defend yourself, and he beat the out of the guy. And it just turned into a big mess. And these are smaller kids. And, I mean, it's really tough. Now, you have to remember, in basketball, they have this whole, I don't want to say gang mentality, but, okay, I'll say it. It is. It's a mentality that, okay, it's us against them. And they do get into that whole thing of defending each other. And it's just, it is something off of the street.
All right, let me try this on you, though. Since you're a parent, let me try this on you. You say to one of your kids, all right, you don't settle arguments by punching the other person, right? I mean, isn't that something you would say?
Yes, exactly.
Kid turns around and says to you, well, yeah, but Carmelo Anthony does it.
Well, I would say that behavior is incorrect, and you should have settled it on the court and let your playing speak for you, and you just beat him on the court. That's how you have to handle that. That was just totally incorrect. And he shouldn't have done that. That was wrong. Sometimes anger gets the best of you. I understand that, but you need to control your anger. It's about control. It's about controlling yourself. And he's just a kid. He doesn't understand. Carmelo Anthony is just a kid. He hasn't had the correct upbringing where it says, okay, you don't do that. And it also comes to the
point. Wait a minute. How old is Carmelo Anthony?
22 now.
Man, you know, you're not a kid when you're 22.
Well, he mentally is a kid because he never really went through anything other than basketball, the street, basketball, and professional sports. I mean,
at 22, you know better.
Yeah, you do.
You can't say you're a kid at 22. At 22, if I had punched a coworker or whatever, you know, I'd be in big trouble.
Yeah, I mean, you might end up with probation or something like that.
No,
you probably
I'd be fired.
Get fired.
They'd fire me.
Yeah, so your correction would be from where you work, not necessarily the police.
Oh, no, they'd call the cops, too. That somebody, you know, somebody would call the cops. I've seen that happen, too.
Yeah, it happens. It definitely happens. But, I mean, my thing is in the sports, I mean, you're putting aggressive people. You want aggressive people out there, whether it's on the track or whether it's in sports or the ice or the
field. All right, but should they be allowed to be above the law?
I don't think they're above the law. I think that it's a discretionary thing, and I think that if you correct it, within your own rules and your self-governing, and that's actually what the police want. They want you to take care of it, and if they don't, and somebody's injured, there's bodily injury, somebody will be arrested. If he would have broke the guy's nose or he got a concussion, he would go to jail.
All right, fair enough. I'm not sure we agree, but I appreciate the spirited call, and I thank you, and good luck with those five kids, too.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, see ya.
Yeah, bye.
Couple lines open here, 303-713-7600. All right, maybe I'm way off base. But As I said to Ray, I mean, most cops I know wouldn't put up that behavior. And this idea because they're sports figures, suddenly, like, they're in a different situation, I don't buy that. 7:30 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Just endeavoring to find out here what the story is about something that I have never totally connected when it comes to sports, about how there seems to be just a different set of standards for athletes. By the way, there are usually 5 to 10 cops courtside per most games. All right, let's take a look at traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We're definitely getting some snow showers up north and through the high country as a result. Need to watch out for a wreck involving a semi eastbound I-70 near Morrison. It should be on the approach to C-470. They were still clearing that Elk versus car crash south of C-470 on Santa Fe. And no real change for the north side. A southbound 25 Thornton North Glen to 70 Commerce City and the eastbound Boulder Turnpike at Federal all jammed. Weather today?
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Video.
Log on and watch the latest news on AM760.net. It's news on demand with video from AM760.
Progressive Talk.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America with twice the power of most omega-3s. And you can get a bottle from Iceland Health free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible and I feel like my energy is up.
Our omega-3s can improve memory and energy, and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference. Call 1-800-900-5519.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call our toll-free automated system to request your free bottle. There's no pushy salesperson, just the fast, easy way to get your free bottle. Call 1-800-900-5519. That's 1-800-900-5519.
Shop Elevation Outfitters now through Christmas and save 20 to 50% off selected apparel from the North Face, Patagonia, Spyder, and more. The holiday season is here and you can gear up and save. Elevation Outfitters, 1420 on the Pearl Street Mall, Boulder, with plenty of parking at 15th and Pearl.
The TomTom Give event. You give a TomTom, we give you $100 off any model at any retailer. So give the best portable everyday GPS solution, TomTom. Heck, give two. TomTom. Find your way the easy way.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I don't even want to talk about it. I mean, I'll just wait to see what happens. We won a game. I'm happy.
Birds. Santa, bring me that new Birds box set, will you please? Okay, that was J.R. Smith, right? Basketball player? 7:34, 34 minutes past the hour. We're talking about this whole brawl, which is all over the news, that happened in New York. And I'm just wondering why these guys don't get arrested for conducting themselves this way. Here's an instant message you guys sent me. You can do that at am760.net. Jay, I haven't viewed the recent incident in New York, but in reference to the 2004 Detroit brawl, one reason why I believe that there wasn't an arrest is because the NBA player who ran into the stand was not the primary aggressor. The fan in the stands started the incident, I remember this, because he threw an object at Ron Artest, therefore he committed battery first. True. As a police officer myself, I would have probably arrested the fan for starting the whole thing, even though the NBA players should have kept a cooler head. In 11 years of being an officer, I constantly see most, if not nearly all, batteries, including domestics, get thrown out of court, probably because, for one thing, people have a right to defend themselves, and if a primary aggressor can't be determined, I could not make an arrest on someone in a case they are possibly the victim who is defending themselves. And the most true victims who say that they want to press charges won't show up for court later, or will change their mind. I won't necessarily call the NBA players victims, but if I was a player and someone went after me, or batter me, I would defend or fight back, though they should keep a cooler head. Well, that part about people not showing up in court's really true. He's right about that. Because I've heard that from a number of officers, that people don't show up because they don't want to take the time out to go through the court process. But, you know, in a situation like this, okay, you have all these witnesses, and it's on TV, isn't it? I got video of it. Let's go to Tony in Aurora. Tony, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. That email kind of covered a little bit of what I wanted to say. Before I got a real job, I used to work at the front door of a bar, and there was more than once I had to go to court because there was, you know, a problem between a couple people. What would happen is, when all was said and done, both parties, if it was, you know, first offense or second offense, would get little more than a fine and be sent on their way. And they didn't always get arrested either. A lot of times a cop would show up, give them a ticket, and they show up to court at this date. So maybe the NBA fining them is somewhat similar to the way the judicial system handled it.
Yeah, good point. That's a good point.
And also, you know, you talk about people who they are in an aggressive job. There's a lot of physical contact throughout the game. Tempers are lost. You know, maybe they did go a little overboard. I'm not going to, by any means, am I going to defend what happened, regardless of the fact that I'm a lifelong Nuggets fan. That was just a little bit much. But I also, you know, in my younger days, like when I was 22, I was in the Marine Corps, and that's precisely how we handled our the redressing of our grievances. You know, once a week we'd get together and, you know, sometimes we put on boxing gloves and sometimes we didn't have to wait a week. Sometimes there was, you know, we had a problem, we settled it. It's,
Yeah, but isn't that kind of a, wouldn't that be kind of classified though as a different situation? Particularly if you put on boxing gloves, wouldn't that be the kind of thing where you'd be, where you're settling your differences in more or less the gentlemanly sport of the pugilistic art, and it's more like an organized type of situation?
It is a little more organized, yes.
I mean, let me ask you this. When you were in the Marine Corps, okay?
All right.
And you're off base. Well, I know the answer to the question because I've seen it happen before.
Yeah.
But if you got into a brawl with another member of the Corps, they would, and then you got arrested. They would come get you out of jail and then discipline you there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it was handled in house the same way, and it all depends on the state. Some states the state would press charges against you. Other states, it would be up to the other person to press charges. It just depended on the law of wherever you were.
There just seems to be something chronically wrong about this behavior. And then the other thing is, and I like violence, man. You know, I like violence in films. But how do you go to kids who watch this stuff and tell them you don't settle arguments by beating the crap out of another guy, and then these guys are, like, doing it?
Well, it is a matter of education. I mean, I have a 7-year-old right now, and if we see something on TV that, you know, there's some, you know, gratuitous violence or something, you just tell him, hey, that's wrong. And that usually covers it, you know? If we see it one time in basketball and 500 times on the news or, you know, 100,000 times on various TV programs, it's kind of hard to condemn just the sporting event.
All right, let me ask you, do you think it's proper that the NBA handle it in-house and that these guys should be above the law, or do you think the law, if there are cops at courtside, do you think the law should be enforced?
Well, if somebody wants to press charges, the law should be enforced. I think New York's one of those states where it does require somebody to press charges. Somebody wants to press charges, then yeah, I think that the law should handle it. If nobody wants to press charges and they want to handle it in-house, if it's in a agreement between the parties, you know, hey, you know, we're going to settle this amongst ourselves, then that's the way they should handle it.
All right, fair enough, man. Hey, thanks for your service to the country, and thanks for the call. Good one.
Hey, no trouble, Jay. I had the time. So.
All right, we'll talk to you, man.
All right, take care.
All right, so maybe I'm out to lunch. Maybe it's not the same thing as brawling in public. Maybe I don't know, you know, maybe because I'm not a huge, what I would call, sports fan. Maybe I just don't understand the ins and outs of all of this.
If I can interject real quick, Jay, you know, these people paid to go watch a basketball game. They didn't go pay to watch a fight where that's different from boxing and UFC and all this other stuff and wrestling. They know what they're getting. I mean, this is something that happened outside of the basketball game. You know what I'm saying? And it's like a domestic, if somebody's called, let's say, in a domestic violence dispute, somebody's always arrested, right?
If they can prove that there's been contact, yeah.
Yeah, and there you got video of it. You can show there's contact. I don't understand the difference. I don't know how you can separate the two.
Well, people here are calling up, though, that are making a good, you know, a pretty good case for this, but, you know, here's the other thing. Do you think that fines and suspensions really, really curb this kind of behavior? No.
Yeah, obviously they didn't learn anything from the fight in 2004 between the Pistons and the Pacers. I mean, some of those guys served like 20, 30, 40 season-long suspensions.
Well, whatever happened to the idea of sportsmanship? I guess that's gone, right? Or it's deteriorating. Or maybe it never was. No, maybe there's people out there who think I'm crazy. But that's why I'm relying on you, because I'm endeavoring to get from you what I need to know to understand what's going on here. 303-713-7600. A couple of lines open. And if you're any kind of a sports enthusiast, you know what? Even if you're not, and you see this stuff, you had to see it on the news. It ran on the news. How do you view this? You know what the big thing is? And I remember this from the 60s. Okay? What was the biggest gripe? You know what the biggest gripe is we always had about our parents? I'll tell you what the biggest gripe we always had about our parents. That it always boiled down to, do as I say, not as I do. That we found out that what they taught us was not what they were practicing themselves. And neither was the federal government. And so then, it's like you turn around and tell kids, hey, you know something? You don't do this kind of stuff. And then, they do it and get paid big salaries for it. Maybe, you know, maybe I'm just off base on this. 7:44, 44 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're definitely getting hit with some of that new weather up on the northern end of Colorado and certainly in western Colorado. So you're going to want to be a careful, drive with caution. We could have some slick areas. Certainly have a semi-crash eastbound I-70 at Morrison. Also have commercial vehicles chaining up eastbound over the Vail Pass. All vehicles chain laws in effect right now at the Eisenhower if you're on the eastbound lanes. And we still look good here in the city right now. No real weather-related effects. Do have some wet spots here and there, so just be careful. We're definitely into the rush hour. Weather today, early morning snow showers, hazy, chilly, high of 31. Tonight, cloudy and cold, 16. Right now, mostly cloudy and 24 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Give the gift of skiing or riding this holiday season. The A-Basin Guaranteed a Ski or Ride package includes a...
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Inglewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing away money on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Aspen Hills, a gorgeous townhome-style community conveniently located with easy access to both downtown Denver and DIA. Aspen Hills features both two- and three-bedroom floor plans starting in the 130s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
There's a terrific new book entitled For Bronco Fans Only. It has incredible stories from Bronco fans. Even the one about the idiot who stayed on a billboard for 33 days until the Broncos won. Wonder who that was. Hurry into your nearest King Supers to get this season's perfect stocking stuffer.
For free, with a free demo CD-ROM, experience the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language for yourself. You waited, and now you won. Request your free demo CD-ROM that includes 28 languages and experience the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language. Call now because the demo is free. 1-800-500-3630. That's 1-800-500-3630. 1-800-500-3630.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-380-0500. That's 1-800-380-0502. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-380-0502.
Time. It's all you can think about when aches and pains are keeping you up. Starting tonight, switch from Tylenol PM to Advil PM and spend less time lying awake with annoying aches and pains and more time asleep. Advil PM has the multi-pain relieving power of Advil, plus a non-habit-forming sleep aid to gently ease you into a full night's sleep. So switch to Advil PM. Less time lying awake, more time asleep. Use as directed. Brands or trademarks of their respective owners.
What if, for once, you got a holiday gift you could really use?
I hope this isn't another... Honey, kids, you shouldn't have.
What if you got a Magellan Roadmate?
Wow!
Congratulations, all the hint dropping finally worked. You just got a Magellan Roadmate portable GPS. Easy to use, perfect for local and business travel. It gives you turn-by-turn directions with voice and on-screen prompts. And this one, for under $400, is a Magellan. Make it a happy new year with Magellan GPS.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Why can't we all just be good sports? 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 30. Slight chance of snow. We're talking about the Nuggets and the big brawl, the one on in New York. And about athletes and just their the fact that they seem to be the brawl that went on between the Nuggets and the Knicks. They seem to be above the law, and I'm trying to understand this. 303-713-7600, one line open, and also you can IM me at am760.net. Let's go to Robin in Loveland. Robin, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Happy Hanukkah, Jay. How are you?
Oh, hey, happy Hanukkah to you too.
Thank you. You know, I was telling Turk that I am so tired of watching a high-priced gang war, and that's what basketball, professional basketball, is anymore. If they're going to be gangsters, then I think they need to be treated like gangsters. The NBA has got so much money that this is commonplace for them. But what nobody has said so far this morning is these little gang wars that take place out there on the parquet floor, it's one of the few sports where the paying public, spectators, are really in danger. How many times do we see these 6'9", 7'2", 7'5", 270-pound men go flying into the lower, high-paid seats and crunch and fall on spectators?
Yeah, you see it a lot.
You see it a lot. And because of that, I feel that go ahead, let the NBA with its big money handle it in-house. Go ahead and fine them. Go ahead and suspend them. But you know what? During that 10-day suspension, I really think that instead of sitting at home drinking their coffee in the morning, they need to be doing some kind of non-notarized community service. The Colorado Humane Society would probably love for Carmella to be there at 5:30 in the morning to clean out dog crap out of kennels. That kind of non-notarized community service that gives something back to the community whose jeopardy they did not even consider during their little gangland war.
Yeah, you know, that's not a bad idea, community service for any athlete that's caught engaging in violence.
I don't think so either. I used to teach high-risk kids, and let me tell you, community service worked.
Yeah, I think it's an excellent idea.
But are they going to do it? I don't think so, because of the attitude of that young man who said that Carmelo Anthony was a 22-year-old kid. You know what? You play, you pay.
But, you know, not all players are like this, though. Some of them go through their entire careers, and we never hear word one about them.
Exactly. Look at John Lynch on the Denver Broncos, one of the finest humans I think I've ever seen or met in my life. But Carmelo Anthony, he's a gangster punk. And people continue to enable him to continue to be that, even though he is a multi-million-dollar played player. I'm tired of it.
You know what I've often wondered, too? Why do these guys get so much money?
I have no idea. They're not worth it.
You know, really, I wonder if anybody wants to tackle that topic. In other words, we don't pay teachers
We don't
nurses. I mean, we don't pay them squat, but we'll pay these people who could run around on a basketball court a gazillion billion bucks.
Yep.
That's kind of a
And that's the warped sense of value that this country has, that the world has.
Hmm. All right, Robin. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Here's Robin Morrison. Rob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, that previous caller really embodies my point. And I think the NBA is viewed upon very prejudicedly. She said Carmelo was a gangster punk. Well, a gangster punk did grow up in some pretty rough streets of Baltimore. Excuse me. And he donated $3 million to Syracuse University. All these guys are embodied as gangsters, as the previous caller just mentioned, but they're athletes. And just because 75% of them are black, it is a gangster sport. And hockey...
No, I don't think that judgment's based on color. I think what that judgment's based on is I think it's based on behavior, and I think it's based on the fact that the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Well, what about hockey?
That you get,
has
that
anyone
you get...
mentioned hockey? They fight every... In fact, it's expected that they fight every
game. But there's a lot of discussion about violence in hockey.
I haven't heard anything this morning.
We haven't brought it up here, but, I mean, I've read about it in numerous articles.
And she just
articles.
Mentioned John Lynch. He gets fined a few times a year for dirty hits. I mean, and she just mentioned that he is the greatest thing that sports ever, you know, came up with. And I just think that...
I'm not defending her, but what I am saying to you is my experience has been, particularly when I started working in... you know, radio markets that were big enough to have professional sports teams, particularly the NBA, these guys are always getting in trouble. And I think that fosters it. I mean, compare that to, like, the PGA or something.
Well,
you know, or golfers.
Do you think they look the other way for some of that? I mean,
I don't think they're prone to that kind of... I don't think they're prone to that kind of behavior. That's number one. And then number two, I think the other thing is I think the way you're brought up is a legitimate point on your part, but at some point that has to give way. That has to give way to your ability to be able to know and determine what's right and what's wrong.
Sure.
and to act on it.
Sure. But, you know, like I'm a huge sports fan, and I love baseball as my sport. If a pitcher goes after a batter, maybe brushes him inside, well, that's just part of the game, right? But when you got guys boxing each other out, I mean, basketball is a physical game, and tensions do flare. And, you know, I was watching that game. Somebody shoves you down. I mean, do you ever believe that fighting is justified, ever? I mean,
only if you jump me and start trying to beat the crap out of me.
Well, if a guy shoves you down, do you try to stand back up? And if you see a friend of yours get shoved, you stand up.
I do, but I wouldn't go after him. I would appeal to the officials and go, hey.
Okay, well, that's a good point. Where were the Madison Square Garden security? How do they let that happen? I mean,
see, that part I don't know. Now, that's a part you have to tell me, since you're a big sports fan. You have to tell me.
Do they look the other way? Is that part of the entertainment value?
I think that's a legitimate question.
Yeah.
I think it's worth asking. I mean, I think all of these things are worth exploring, and I think they're worth asking, and I think they're worth, you know, they're worth connecting up to our attitude towards violence as a whole. Hey, man, great call. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks for taking it. Bye.
All right, you got it. By the way, Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones is 63 today. Can you believe that? Yeah, we'll play some Stones coming up. And that's what you get when you take psychedelic drugs, drink whiskey, and do heroin. You live to be 63. You live a clean life like Bobby Darin, you die in your 40s. All right, we'll continue. Stick around.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Now that she's out of her glasses, she loves the way she sees. I love the way she looks, and we both love that her LASIK was so affordable.
My wife threw away her glasses after 21 years of wearing them, and that makes her happy, which makes her more beautiful.
How are women across America seeing better and looking better for a lot less? With LASIK from the LASIK Vision Institute, we've made LASIK affordable for everyone, so there's no reason to put off this life-changing experience any longer. And our highly skilled surgeons use the same safe, FDA-approved technology as other providers. The only difference? We offer our procedures for a fraction of the price.
At these prices, I tell anybody, don't wait. Just do it.
Request a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you just how affordable it can be. Call 1-800-700-9104. The LASIK Vision Institute. Better vision at a better value. Call 1-800-700-9104. That's 1-800-700-9104. 1-800-700-9104.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Stephen Kaufman in Hood River, Oregon. CBS has learned that the body found yesterday near the summit of Mount Hood is that of Kelly James of Dallas. It was James who made a cell phone call to his family early last week, indicating he was in a snow cave near the summit and that his two climbing companions had left to seek help. Mountaineer Dwayne Troxell says the search will continue for the remaining climbers, but...
Every day you spend out exposed to the weather, you know, your chances of survivability goes down.
The body will be recovered later today. I'm Stephen Kaufman in Hood River, Oregon. And now with more CBS News, here's Frank Setapani.
The FBI has just released new figures on crime, and CBS's Stephanie Lambidakis has them from Washington.
These are the first FBI crime numbers for the first half of this year, and they show a sharp 3% spike in violent crime. The most startling increases are in robberies, which jumped 9.7%, followed by murders, which were up 1.4%. The one bright spot, property crime, fell 2.6% over last year's level.
Off Longboat Key, Florida, the Coast Guard is looking for the boat that dropped 25 Cubans on the shore of Sarasota County. For now, the Cubans are in custody at the local police department. He's 37 years old, works in a supermarket. His name is Tom Stevens, and he's the suspect police have arrested in connection with the murders of five prostitutes in Ipswich, England. In a BBC interview before his arrest, Stephen said he tried to help the police by urging Ipswich streetwalkers to cooperate in the investigation.
If you know anything, please talk to the police, and if you won't talk to the police, please talk to me, and I'll talk to the police, and also trying to say, are you okay?
Stevens admits knowing the women as a client and a friend. He insists he's innocent. If you've got a card or a letter to mail today, you might want to use a Dropbox and steer clear of the post office. This is expected to be the busiest day of the year. Now, this holiday season, two New Jersey clergymen are practicing what they preach. One, Methodist minister Karen Onesti, is donating a kidney to help the other, Rabbi Andrew Bossoff.
It's just an amazing offer of generosity.
And the two met at a gathering for local religious leaders.
I mentioned that I had just been listed for transplant, and her immediate response was, basically, I'll give you one of my kidneys.
Plane crash in Bucyrus, Ohio last night killed four members of a Texas family and showered debris on a nearby apartment complex.
The single-engine plane crashed into a field. All four victims were killed at impact.
Lori Ashbridge with the Ohio Highway Patrol. The FAA says there was no indication the plane was in trouble before it went down. It's not corn, soybeans, or hay. According to a report by a drug reform advocate, America's biggest cash crop is marijuana, $35 billion a year. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up 37 points. NASDAQ is up about 12. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Emergency, this is Anthony. Hello, can anyone in the vehicle hear me?
I have a baby in the car, and he's 4 days old.
Have you on belly? I will be contacting the police.
If your airbags deploy, OnStar receives a signal and can call to check on you.
Police. Yes, this is Anthony. I'm with OnStar. I'd like to report a vehicle crash with airbag deployment. There was moaning, and she's worried about her baby.
What's happening?
I had an accident.
Are you injured?
I'm shaking.
Okay, hang on tight. We'll get you help.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Police on the scene?
Yes, the police are here. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services cost only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Facing worsening air pollution, state regulators have approved the first ever statewide regulations on the booming oil and gas industry to reduce air pollution. The proposals need to be approved by the legislature before they take effect in May of 2008. Tyrone Braxton, a starter on both Broncos Super Bowl champion teams, due in court in Arapahoe County today on drug charges. Braxton has said he was doing marijuana and cocaine the day he was arrested. Snow in the high country this morning and headed this way on the Front Range.
We do see snowfall. It's I don't see whiteout conditions, but we do see some steady snowfall up there. And, chain restrictions are changing hourly here.
Right now, all commercial vehicles have to chain up eastbound at Burbail Pass and eastbound at the Eisenhower Tunnel. That snow could come by Wednesday. For today, just partly cloudy, 35 for a high. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we're still enjoying a pretty decent ride. We did have one problem on the perimeter eastbound I-70. That semi-crash and fuel spill still in the cleanup approaching C-470. I-70 continues to be a tough ride cutting across town. Eastbound Federal to Brighton had an earlier wreck out of the way near Colorado, but traffic's still dragging a bit there. And all of our eastbound routes are packed up. Boulder Turnpike, 6th Ave at Federal, C-470 at good speeds across Littleton and Highlands Ranch. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, early morning, snow showers. Hazy, chilly, high of 31. Right now, mostly cloudy, 24. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
As the nation's 13th largest home builder, Meritage Homes is excited to introduce to Denver their unique approach to home building. They've carefully chosen six distinctive neighborhoods to debut over 20 different and unique floor plans. Visit MeritageColorado.com today and discover the Meritage difference.
Hi, folks. Otto the Owl here. Holiday travel in the shopping season is just around the corner. Travel tip number 3. Take the Northwest Parkway. It's the stress-free way to travel to the mall and airport. Go to FlyWithOtto.com for more wise tips.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on 5th Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support progressive talk. AM 760.
Oh, another punch is thrown. Anthony, and now Chester's going at it. Chris is turning into some kind of disaster right now. If they don't hold on to some of these players, Chester's needs to hold back. Marty Collins still going at Anthony. The usher's trying to keep the crowd out, too.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Good morning, 8:07, 7 minutes after 8. High today, 30. Chance of snow, about 20%. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. One of the biggest challenges of this job is to get you to get up off your half moons and get involved on a Monday. Nobody wants to get involved in anything on Monday, and I feel terrible this morning, too, on top of it. I said this, it's 6 o'clock. I got myself so emotionally worked up over the weekend about this upcoming surgery, this gastric bypass. But I was sick all weekend. God, it's hell being 54. And Keith Richards is 63 today. Anyway, now all of a sudden everybody, you know, for the first 35 minutes, nobody wanted to talk about this. Now all of a sudden everybody wants to talk about it. And we're talking about the thing that's all over the news this morning, about this brawl that went on in New York between the Nuggets and Carmelo Anthony and the New York Knicks. And I just started out asking the question about why are these guys like above the law? That they don't get busted for this kind of stuff. And, you know, then it gets into this whole question of sportsmanship. It gets into this whole question of, like, the biggest thing I remember, and don't tell me there aren't baby boomers out there, and don't even tell me that there are younger people out there. Okay, you're in your 30s. Tell me you don't know this is true. That the biggest thing you have is about like adults tell you something when you're a kid, and then it turns out that what they tell you isn't true. Right? And it used to be this whole thing about hypocrisy when I was a kid. And your parents were lame because you know what? They didn't tell you the truth. And can we count on our fingers the number of things they told us that weren't true? Sex was bad. Now, sex is not bad. But there are consequences if you have sex, particularly if you have unprotected sex. And back in those days, you didn't have to worry about unprotected sex, except for birth control. And there was the pill. But it's like, oh no, no, don't have sex. And then the first time you have sex, you find out, hey, Mom and Dad, we're not telling the truth. This is pretty good. This is, as a matter of fact, I can't think of anything that's as great as this. Really? And, you know, the list just goes on and on. So here we are, we get kids, and we tell them, okay, sportsmanship, you know, don't fight, blah, blah, blah. Nah. Turn on the TV, fighting, fighting in sports. And a lot of players in the NBA are getting in trouble, too. And as I said to another caller, you know what it is? The squeaky wheel gets the grease because, trust me, NBA and NFL, when I got into a big enough radio market where cities had these teams, man, players were always in the news for stuff. Guns in their cars. Violence on the court. 8 Cincinnati Bengals have been arrested this year alone. Okay? All right, I got one line open at 303-713-7600. I know there's somebody sitting back there going, well, this is progressive talk. This doesn't have anything to do with society and with the country. How come we're not discussing global warming? But you know what has everything to do with society and the country? Because it has everything to do with your kids. It has everything to do with our standards. It has everything to do with us. And here's something else I've never been able to figure out. Please tell me why this is. Why do these guys make a gazillion bucks a year? And if you're a frickin' teacher, you don't get squat, and you got to get beat up. You're a police officer, you don't get nothing. I mean, really, they don't get paid what they're worth. You don't put a gun on and go out and put your life on the line. You know what? The left has a thing about cops. I'm proud to say I don't have that thing. I really don't. They're bad cops. Hell, they're bad talk show hosts. I'm one. But you know what? There are a lot of cops out there who try to do good. And there are a lot of NBA and NFL players, too, who we never hear from who do good things, too. And I'm not discounting that. All right, let me go to Mark in Colorado Springs, who's been hanging on. Mark, go ahead. You're on AM 760. Take it.
Happy holidays, Jay.
Hey, man.
Well, I'm glad you just made the last comment as far as there being great, good players also. But for your, the young lady that I called, when I heard her paint, you know, athletes, and mainly, I think her comments lean more racially, you know, toward the African-American athlete and the fighting, because she painted all those guys with the big bald brush, that they're all gangsters, and the NBA this and the NBA that. And, you know, those guys are athletes. Their job is to entertain you, but they're human like everybody else. They make mistakes. They're going to fight. There isn't a man on this planet that if he plays sports in his life, even as a child, that he didn't get into a brawl, an argument, or a fight based on a hard foul, a wrong foul, or a dirty play. You know, that's life. And we're also dealing with the mentality of what men are. You know, men are prideful. We're prideful. You know, you hurt me. You know, man, I'm going to warn you once. Don't do it again. And when it happens again, you know, these guys explode. But what ticks me off about your caller, that lady that called you, is that I don't hear this discussion when it happens in the NHL. I don't hear that discussion
at all. We're just not. Wait a minute. Let me rise to her defense for a second, and let me rise to my own defense.
Okay.
And let me tell you, we're not discussing about the NHL. Because the NHL is not in the news. However, when I started this topic, and I did bring it up, I brought up the whole Philadelphia Flyers incident where they went into the stands and started beating the crap out of spectators. And people are always debating violence in hockey, and I read it in the news all the time about that stuff going on and about how people feel that there's too much violence going on there, that there's too much fighting. And that people, you know the number, yeah, let me tell you something. The number one criticism I hear about hockey is what? That people don't go there to see the skill and the scoring of the game. They go there to see the fights.
And you're right. And I always make a joke that if you take away fighting from hockey, you have extreme figure skating and tag. That's what I call it. Because and you're right. The same argument can be said about people who watch, the NASCAR. You know, people go for the action. But my point is that when violence, even now in NASCAR, with these drivers are fighting, you know, I don't hear the same comment. You know, I don't hear people like that caller paint everyone in the NHL and NASCAR when these fights break out. And really, the fights break out in the NBA not as much. I'm going to get my words tangled here. The fight in the NBA really isn't as
prevalent.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm looking for. It's not, because the last fight that I can honestly remember was that one with Artest. That's the last fight.
Yeah,
that
was two years
ago.
Yeah, and you got to bring up as Harold, I think it was, or somebody an IM brought up, and I think he's really right about that. That started because a spectator started that.
Right. But my point is that fights like that are far and in between, and I just don't see it. Yeah, it shouldn't have happened, you know. But it happened. So we deal. If we have a conversation.
But the worst thing that ever happens to these guys is that they get fined and they got to sit out some games, and then that's the end of it, and nothing else happens. And it's like, you know what? It's like fighting in public. Is wrong, and it should be punished, and it's like,
But Jay, if you and I get in a fight in public and we get caught by the cops, and we go to, you know, we have to see the judge, 9 times out of 10, we're gonna do anger management and community service.
Well, you go, okay, so what's wrong with that? I don't find anything wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. But we're looking for, because people think these guys are role models. The sad part is they are role models. To some kids, but not all.
But they're role models to a good percentage.
Yeah, Jay, but it seems as though it's just this venom that people have against athletes.
But it's not venom. You know what it is? It's not venom. You're wrong about that. It's not venom. It's the idea that you try to enforce a universal among kids, and you try to enforce a universal among adults. That you don't settle things by getting into fights, and then when guys do it, it's like they pay little or no consequence.
Jay, I'm going to end this with something you said about our parents telling us things that we believe or don't believe. But there's one thing that my mother told me that I do believe, that there's good people and there's bad people, and you won't be able to change either one of them. That's just what my mother told me.
I don't believe that. I don't buy that.
I do. You know, I'm stuck to believe that there's good people and there's bad people.
No, but you know what? If you buy that, though, you know what? If you buy that idea, then you buy the idea that people can't change, and that people can't be rehabilitated, and that you can't, and that people can't lead better lives.
You're right. I shouldn't use the word can't, but they won't. Some people.
That's not true. I know lots of people who change.
No, you and I personally, Dave, but.
No, I know other people, not personally myself. I know lots of them.
Yeah, Jay. But under that same guise, we expect these NBA players to be somewhat different. For example, when Stern came down and said that the dress code of the NBA players will change, a lot of people believe that, and which I do, girl, I believe this, that if you look a certain way, you will act a certain way. So when he came down and said that these players will now wear sports courts, no more jewelry, no more bling or whatever, you know, I personally thought it was a good idea. I thought was a good idea, but you can change the outside all you want. It's the, you know, it's the inside of a person that we're dealing with. And these guys, these bad people in the NBA and these bad people in sports aren't going to change. They bring that street mentality, that blacktop basketball mentality to the NBA. That's not going to change. And that's why these owners are paying the money that they're paying, because they want to win. They want to win. They don't care about anything else but winning. So who's at fault? Who's really at fault?
Well, you know what? To cap this conversation off, pal, I never once in the entire time we talked about this, I never once said ownership wasn't at fault. I never once said that the pure pursuit of a buck is a good thing. I never once said that, did I?
No, you did. But Jay, I love you. Happy holidays. You know, I'm one of your biggest fans. So.
Well, I love you too, man. Call me again.
All right. I always will, Jay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
One line open at 303-713-7600-819-19 after 8. Okay, kids, don't fight. Until you can make like a couple of million a year, then.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Starting to drag through the DTC. Weather today, early morning snow showers, hazy, chilly, high of 31. Right now, mostly cloudy, 24 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver is on cold and flu alert. Now there's a way to fight back. Arm yourself with Kleenex antiviral tissues, the only tissues that kill 99.9% of cold and flu viruses. Getting a cold or the flu is never fun, so fight back with Kleenex antiviral.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
Imagine your dog is at work and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone. Have to go. Door shut. Have to go. No car coming home. Have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
It's one day only, the Joseph A. Bank Super Tuesday Sale. Everything in the store, except gift cards and shoes, is half off the regular price. That's the entire stock of suits, sport coats, and tuxedos, half off. Plus, all sweaters, leather jackets, dress shirts, even silk ties, half off. Quite simply, everything is half off. Remember, the sale is Tuesday only, and we're opening early at 7 and staying late. Plus, an extra bonus. Camel hair blazers, regularly $3.95, only $1.49. The Joseph A. Bank Super Tuesday Sale. All of America's best menswear, except shoes, half off. That's everything. Everything in the store, half off. Tuesday only.
Joseph A. Bank, Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open in Aurora and coming soon to Lakewood and Stapleton.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Congressional members are talking
foreign diplomacy in the Middle East? Is it appropriate for someone besides the president to discuss foreign policy with other countries? And there is shocking news coming out about the Duke lacrosse rape story. We'll have the latest on that. And there's only a week of holiday shopping left. Is the economy ready to turn around? The latest news, and we'll take your calls on The Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This isn't something that anyone is proud of when it escalates like this. And I don't know, again, I would have to watch the tape. But it definitely shouldn't have come down to this.
23 minutes after 8. Side chances, snow. High today, 30. About a 20% chance of that. We're talking about the Nuggets brawl. I'm doing something I normally never do, which is sports, because I'm not a big sports fan, so I'm kind of like relying on you to hit me into a lot of this stuff or hit me up to it. But why these guys seem to be above the law when it comes to fighting, and also the example that, you know, you try to instill in kids. Maybe a lot of you don't have kids. I mean, we don't. Mary and I don't, but we've got a 10-year-old nephew. I talk about him all the time. Eli, like, man, he's not getting into competitive sports, football, stuff like that. You know, you got to teach him. Plus, then they get into fights at school. But then they see the stuff on TV. Anyway, 8:24 minutes after 8. Let's go to Marquez in Denver. Marquez, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Good health to you, too, there, Jay. I heard you was kind of sick.
Yeah, man, I don't feel too with it this morning, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to say, this is nothing new. I know you don't look at sports, Jay, but it's nothing new. I don't understand why everybody is so up in arms. They've been fighting in sports ever since sports has been invented. Matter of fact, they've been fighting ever since the gladiator days when they thought that was unbearable to watch and uncivilized. But people have been fighting for years. And one example, you know who Rudy Tomjanovich is? He used to be a coach for the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, the name sounds familiar.
He basically cold-cocked this one. He got cold-cocked by this one cat back in the 70s. He was playing with the Lakers. Basically broke his whole face, shattered it completely. And this was back in the 70s. So, I mean, it happens because in the heat of the moment, people, when somebody is being beaten, they get mad. And that's what happens.
Well, wait a minute. I remember as a kid. I remember as a kid, I want to say Juan Marichal, but I could be wrong about this.
Yeah, I know you're talking about a guy hit with a bat.
Yeah, you're talking about, okay, remember when he charges off the, and right. Maybe you're not old enough, but you probably read about it.
Yeah.
He charges off the mound,
yeah.
Right? He hits Johnny Roseboro with a bat.
That's right.
I mean, people were like, you know, there was talk about, you know, he's going to go to jail.
Yeah.
And we're going to arrest him if he shows up in L.A.
Yeah.
And people were shocked.
Right.
Now it doesn't seem like people are shocked about anything.
Yeah. To your point of why don't they get persecuted like people in the streets, because when you're dealing with big money trumps the law. And you know that for a fact, Jay.
Yeah, I do know that. You're right about that.
When you got a product on the table and it's in jail, you're not making no money. So they basically keep it in-house. He gets fined. He'll get suspended, and that'll be that. And people will judge by who comes out to see the games. And I just want to make one note about the people that come to see the games. There's a great disconnect with the players and the people who come to see the game, because the people, the paying customers, understandably, come from environments which violence is really not the forte of where they come from. You get these kids like Carmelo Anthony, Allen Iverson, not everybody, the ones you mainly see with cornrows that put up a front, because that is a front for somebody in the streets when growing up. They don't have to do it now, and I blame the NBA for doing a poor job from the transition from the ghetto from the NBA, because what they're doing is they keep that front. They don't know how to let go of that front, because that front is what they used to survive when they were in Baltimore, because Carmelo Anthony came from the roughest part of Baltimore. So what you
all right, but let me ask you a couple things about this though.
Yeah.
All right. When you talk about the NBA helping them make a transformation.
Yeah. Transition.
Transition.
Yeah.
What should the NBA be doing? Should they get them counseling? Should they?
In a good world, Jay, you would have these NBA players go to local schools, communities, and visit these kids and the parents of these kids and say, I know that you see me on TV. Or, you know, just talk to them and understand we need to get you more educated than we need to get you more involved in sports. Because what it does, you're not going to be an NBA player. And they need to refer this message. What it is, it's a handpick. They pick these kids when they're like 11, when they're 6 feet tall at 11 years old. So they train them. They need to tell these kids you're not gonna go to the NBA. You're gonna have to do these certain things. Basically, what this do is that training will help the player get out of his lifestyle where he think he needs to live that way in order to survive, carrying guns, going to strip bars, and all that. And tell these kids in the streets that they need to calm all of this behavior down, because basically what it is they're going through hip-hop, they're going through sports and everything, and it's just a reflection on life and where they come from and how they have to live in order to survive. It's a survival thing, because we feel like people in bad neighborhoods feel that there's no protections, there's nobody looking out for them. If it's the level of the parents, the police, the community, and the church. So they have to do that in order to live and to survive. And Carmelo Anthony, in some way, he's caught in that he's in at a crossroads. He wants to be corporate. He wants to do the right thing, but he has that young mentality. Boy. Where he has to hold his bravado, his pride, because black people are prideful people, and that's one thing what gets them in trouble, because it's just. It's, I don't know, it's hard to explain. Sometimes you react.
Yeah, you know what it is. You know what it is. I'll tell you something. Mm-hmm. And I'm probably one of the few talk show hosts that ever would admit this on the air.
Yeah.
But you're right. It is hard to explain. And you want to know something else?
Yeah.
I'm white, and my upbringing,
yeah,
which was not money.
Volatile.
Well, it wasn't moneyed.
Right.
And, but you're right. It wasn't like you know, we never ran into. I mean, you're right.
I'm disconnected. I love you, because
I'm disconnected. I don't understand.
That's what I'm talking about. And we have to put on this. Like, when I'm in the streets in downtown Denver, you see people of different areas. They scared. If you talk to another, I'm gonna say white man, it's like he don't want to talk to you because he don't know whether you're coming after him or not. If you talk to another older, and on another thing, it's an age discrimination thing. The younger you are, the more you are, you know, the older you are, then the more less you know what I mean. Can't think of the word. So it's
playing, less open you are.
Yeah, it's so many intervals. It's so many wars going inside every culture, family, race, everything. So we have to. This is my point. We all have to come together and talk about it. If we don't talk about it, we're just gonna stay here and we're gonna say why this, why that, because we're all looking for answers. If we don't ask the questions, we're never gonna get the answers.
You know what's so stupid? What's so stupid is why. Well, see, I was going to do what you were just talking about.
What's that?
But I think about this all the time. Why can't we connect?
It's more of a fear. Like Bush scares the whole country in the hating people. It's the fear that we can come together and try to find common decent ground. That's what we've lost. We don't have nothing in common anymore.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
You're right, and I'll tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the biggest indicator is that people want to find common ground,
right,
and the people really want to work together. You know what the biggest one of the biggest indicators of this is?
What is that, Jay?
Barack Obama.
Exactly.
Take his color out of this.
Yeah.
Listen to what he talks about.
Yeah.
He talks about common ground.
That's right.
He talks about working together.
That's right.
He says if we can agree on one thing, then we might be able to find a middle ground solution on other things.
That's right.
I think people on both sides of the political spectrum, colors, creed,
yes,
religions, they are tired of fighting.
And then one more thing, Jay. Can you agree there is certain forces underneath the people that want to do good that don't want people to come together because
yes,
it's not good for whatever their philosophies drugs.
Yes, I agree.
And that's the one. You know what? I want people to bring out those type of people. Say like the George Allens of the world and the all of those type of people. You need to bring out and condemn what they do. If you don't condemn like the Richards that was on stage at the comedy show saying in, and I don't agree with Jesse Jackson on saving his butt. I want him. He needs to show that he really means it in his heart. He just can't come on stage and say, "Oh yeah, I'm sorry for what I did." Because if you spill that kind of venom, that's what's in your heart. And a lot of people understand that. A lot of people think of forgiveness.
But you know something? Before I run out of time here, getting back to the NBA situation.
Right. Okay, we're all off track.
And we are, but it's fine. I mean, I think it's good. But just like these guys, just like this stuff goes on, and then what happens is, okay, they get a fine. They sit out a bunch of games, but then they'll play, and they'll continue to keep doing this. You know, it's like Mel Gibson's movie,
mm-hmm.
right? Like last week, it's number one at the box office. I mean, we don't have the kind of thing where if you were Juan Marichal mm-hmm. and you charged off the mound and you hit Johnny Roseboro with a bat, you were shamed. You were embarrassed.
Exactly. That has to be retrained, Jay, because a lot of this volatile, this whole country is volatile. Anything violent... I mean, when a person say hi to me sometimes and I'm in a bad mood, I get irritated, and I shouldn't, because we're full of volatile. We don't see nothing good anymore, and we're looking for the good things. But when we turn to our leaders for this, all you see is like the Jesse Jacksons of the world. All they're doing is going for they're opportunists. They're not doing no good. They don't want to go out there and make changes. Sit on the white lawn and say we demand some respect. They don't do it. And that's on the side of fence, they need to listen and understand the communities, the neighborhoods on which is going down. If they don't want to listen and try to help what they're saying, ain't nothing ever going to change. And there's just people underneath that's going to say, yeah, keep them in their areas, in their environment, and we'll stay in ours. We'll get security, gated fences and stuff, and we'll live like that. And we'll keep the educational down, and we'll just, hey, let them go to...
That's right.
When we want NBA players, go to the ghetto. Go to the thing.
Yeah, and that's
right. Pick them.
Yeah, and then, you know what? And that's not the answer. Listen, man, I got to go get some traffic. You know what? You're a godsend. Call me again.
Hey, you're welcome, Jay. Thank
All
you.
Right, see ya.
Bye.
Well, we don't understand each other, do we? And you know what else? We are... I don't know about you guys. Maybe I'm alone in this, but I don't think I am. I think a majority of the public's on my side. We're tired of fighting. We're tired of it. Whether it's on an NBA court or it's on Meet the Press. What a great place we live in. Let's move forward. I hate to use that term because Bush uses it and then politicians use it. So does, you know, so does Bi. But we just... And we don't have any standards. Does that sound too conservative to say that we don't have any standards? That Mel Gibson makes a comeback? Nobody's embarrassed by anything anymore. That these guys will get suspended or sit out a couple of games and get a fine, and that'll be the end? Yeah, slap on the wrist. 8:36, 36 minutes after 8. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're decent here in the city. Traffic lighter than usual for the holiday week, but we're not getting away from those packed conditions. Southbound 25, 104th to 84th. We're looking pretty good towards downtown. I-70 is busy both directions through the heart of the city. Now, we have some bad news for the mountains. They've just shut down eastbound I-70 west of Georgetown. We've had a series of wrecks in that area, so apparently pretty treacherous conditions due to the weather. Weather today, early morning snow shower.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Inglewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing away money on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Aspen Hills, a gorgeous townhome-style community conveniently located with easy access to both downtown Denver and DIA. Aspen Hills features both 2- and 3-bedroom floor plans starting in the 130s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Thermal Advantage is looking to test homes for energy efficiency. All your old windows will be taken out and new ones installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 40% on their energy bill, or they'll reimburse you the difference. For participating, when the test is complete, you'll be able to keep the windows. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply. Offer ends this week.
It's 8:38, 38 minutes after 8. Don't mind my sucking on this cough drop. Just trying to help my throat here. You know, guy sends me an email, says, you know, you're the voice of Rockies. You represent Rockies. And I talk about Rockies a lot because I go there a lot. And Mary and I have bought from them a lot. But I don't work for Rockies. And I spend a lot of time talking about them because I want to spend a lot of time talking about them. Because my friends work there, they're good people, and when you know there's something good, I'm the kind of person where if I find something good, I want to turn other people onto it. Rockies is a unique car dealership. They get into the holidays, for instance. You go to the showroom during Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, and they're really into it. Santa Claus will be there coming up noon until 4 this coming Saturday, and each day until the 23rd. So this Saturday will be the last day. And, of course, while your kids are there telling Santa what they want for Christmas, you'll have the opportunity to look at Rocky's massive inventory, over 650 vehicles, clean late model cars, trucks, minivans, SUVs. I mean, man, they got it all. And you know what? They got their matching down incentive going on, up to $1,500. You put down up to $1,500, they'll give you $1,500. You'll have that to put towards your vehicle. Matching down, Santa Claus for the kids. No wonder Rockies is a great place. Check them out on the internet, RockiesAutos.com. See the inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Talk to Steve and Jason. They're the folks that handle that. Get out to Rockies. See my friend Marv Al Shear. See Spanky Herrera out there. Fred Lebrano, Gerard Menard. All the folks working at Rockies, they work very, very hard, and they're good people. Rockies Autos, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're open until 9 tonight. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com, or get out there and say hello to them. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Happy, happy holidays from all of the good folks, my friends at Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America with twice the power of most omega-3s. And you can get a bottle from Iceland Health free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible and I feel like my energy is up.
Our omega-3s can improve memory and energy, and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference. Call 1-800-900-5519.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call our toll-free automated system to request your free bottle. There's no pushy salesperson, just a fast, easy way to get your free bottle. Call 1-800-900-5519. That's 1-800-900-5519.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay, but you know what the problem, John, with this is? We have not played one Keith Richards song, and it's like 63 today. 8:31:19, away from 9. Snow, about a 20% chance. High today, 30. AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the Nuggets brawl. And before I go to some more calls here, and I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. You can also IM me at am760.net and get the show on podcast. And I haven't checked the instant messages, and I will. But, you know, one of the things I miss about just doing general talk radio and one of the things I find hindering about doing a politically driven talk radio is the last conversation I just had with Marquez. There, you know, there's so many things in this world. There's so many things going on in this country. There's so many things happening. And I fervently believe, I really believe this, that we got to stop declaring war on each other. And that a discussion of ideas is a good thing. And that we can even get passionate. But there are so many things out there to explore. There's so many things out there to explore, and a lot of times you can't talk about them. Because people will email, you know, they'll call, they'll complain. This whole idea of, for instance, African Americans and white people and Hispanics, and, you know, that we don't connect. A lot of times we don't understand. Like, I don't understand where Carmelo Anthony is coming from. I didn't live that kind of life. I don't get it. I'd like to understand. I'd like to know what that was about. I didn't grow up and you probably didn't either, in a big moneyed situation. And I've been poor. But does knowing right from wrong have to do with how you does knowing right from wrong have to do with your economic situation? Or is there something out there I'm missing? Like, in other words, I remember Dick Gregory, social activist, was a great comedian. A book he wrote that I read as a kid, where he was talking about how, you know, they were so dirt poor, but still, his mother, you know, his mother enforced right and wrong on him. And it seems to me that we don't have a sense of right or wrong here anymore. And we don't have any sense of shame anymore. Oh, no, am I babbling? I'm babbling. Let's take calls. Go to Jim in Denver, who's been hanging on. Jim, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
All right, Jim. You know, I'm sort of troubled by your characterization this morning. And the reason for it is that I think it's so idealistic that it, you know, it has nothing to do with real life.
Well, wait a minute. What part of it's idealistic?
I think the characterization has sort of come over to me this morning is almost, you know, wow, they're thugs.
I never said anybody who played in the NBA was a thug.
But that's been the portrayal that I've sort of come along.
No, I never said that. I said that in most towns I've lived in, where the cities were large enough to have professional sports teams via the NFL or the NBA, that players were always getting into trouble and have always gotten into trouble. Where other sports, like baseball, for instance, yeah, it has its people, too, who get into trouble, but not with the same frequency.
What is this? What is that?
What is what now?
The sport you were talking about that you was using an example. I didn't hear that. Your example sport.
The example is most cities that I've lived in, where when I reached the position in my career where they had professional sports teams, particularly NBA and the NFL, the players were getting into trouble all the time, whereas opposed to, for instance, baseball, where, yeah, they had people who did wrong things, but it wasn't with the same frequency. I never said, though, that people playing in the NBA were thugs, and I also went to great lengths to say that those who play, that there are many people who play in both the NBA, the NFL, the NHL, the American League, the National League, and in all kinds of sports, who you never hear word one from them because they never get in any trouble at all.
Well, maybe, yeah, maybe what we probably need in the NBA is to allow them to do as they do in hockey, where you sit back, the refs and everybody stand back, and let you have a one-minute or two-minute bout where you beat each other's brains out. You know, maybe then instead of it's no different. You see more violence in that hockey game than you see it Fort Bullen.
Well, and people debate that all the time. I mean, that's debated all the time. I hear people talking about it all the time.
And what I'm saying is, you know, in real life, when we go out and get choose basketball players, we don't ask them to be Sunday school teachers first. So we say, are you willing to throw
yeah,
this ball
but,
down?
But we used to require them to be Sunday school teachers.
We used to require them
to be able to conduct themselves in such a manner that they represented the team and the town that they were from, and that if they got into trouble, it was an embarrassment.
But hold it. As part even out on that court, you know, Michael Jordan wasn't an angel. That are tricks of the trade. There's
I agree.
I mean, none of that is fair.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Don't try. But you know what? I agree with what you're saying. But what I'm saying to you is don't try to rewrite history and claim that we never did when I'm old enough to remember when we did.
But we didn't report it as much, Jay. It's no different than...
that's not
let's
true.
Let's go back for an example. I'll give you in politics, okay?
All right, hang on. I'll put you the phones on. I'll come back to you, okay?
All right.
All right, 848. Traffic, Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we are seeing the commute start to wind down. No major issues, at least here in the city. Traffic's still busy across downtown, I-70 through Wheat Ridge. Some delay getting into the Tech Center southbound 225, but you'll be flying along I-25 through the Tech Center area and C-470 across Highlands Ranch. Right now, no problems in or around Boulder, including the Turnpike. Where we do have problems, of course, in the high country, we do have a closure of eastbound I-70 west of Georgetown. That's due to the hazardous driving conditions and multiple wrecks in that area. Weather today, early morning snow showers, hazy and chilly, high of 31. Right now, mostly cloudy, 24 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get ready for winter weather now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford with a loaded 05 Explorer for just $15,900. That's right. For a limited time, get
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
There's a terrific new book entitled For Bronco Fans Only. It has incredible stories from Bronco fans. Even the one about the idiot who stayed on a billboard for 33 days until the Broncos won. Wonder who that was. Hurry into your nearest King Supers to get this season's perfect stocking stuffer.
It's the easiest way to learn a language for yourself. You waited, and now you won. Request your free demo CD-ROM that includes 28 languages and experience the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language. Call now because the demo is free. 1-800-500-3630. That's 1-800-500-3630. 1-800-500-3630.
8:51. It's 51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And you know what? Everybody has misconceptions. Maybe I have misconceptions about sports. But one of the biggest misconceptions I ever had was that LASIK could be safe and affordable. And that the safe and affordable LASIK just couldn't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do Icon can do as far as LASIK goes. And you know what? They can do it for as little as $4.99 per eye. And while other centers Can't even come close. So don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar-off sales. Find out the truth for yourself. Call today. Set up a consultation. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, CON.com.
Cunningham Appraisal Service in Boulder reminds parents and adults, never leave a young child alone in a car, park, or mall. Make sure they know their last name and phone numbers, and always remind them of the danger of strangers. Call 1-800-THE-LOST for missing children. This message, courtesy of Cunningham Appraisal Service in Boulder, standing tall in their commitment to excellence and superior service. That's Cunningham Appraisal Service, working for a safe community, where Patty and her staff wish all a safe and happy holiday season.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make, using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Smith on. There's a flagrant two foul. He's going to get thrown out of the game. And now hopefully Cooler heads will prevail. Nate Robinson throwing a punch. Smith coming right back at him. And this has turned ugly.
The hour. Slight chance of snow. High at 8:30. We're talking about the big. We have been for the last couple hours. Big NBA brawl with the Nuggets and the Knicks. And let me go back to Jim in Denver, who was in the middle of making a point. All right, Jim, go ahead. Pick it up.
All right. The point I was basically making, Jay, is that, you know, when you look at sports, it's a competitive sport, okay? And when people are out there, first of all, I sort of disagree with your earlier comment about, you know, athletes being role models. They're not role models. I mean, some may be good people. Some can be worst people in the world.
But they've been acknowledged for years as supposedly supposed to being role models. So what are you telling me now that we should give up on that idea that they're not?
No, that's the expectation that society lays on them. But when you look at them, they're just people who happen to be good at doing some things physically that most of us can't do. Does that make them now the people that can tell us how we should behave? No, because most of them don't know any better than we do. Okay.
No, but I think when they're in public, and I think when they represent an institution, and I think when they represent the idea of sportsmanship and good sportsmanship, and they represent the idea of something that has been talked about for years and years and years and years and years in this society, now all of a sudden to turn around and say, well, no, that doesn't count anymore. Well, you know what? I don't think that's true. I don't think people look at it that
way. But to me, it never did. Maybe in you. But to me, I never held an athlete up as an example of how I should be a person.
You mean, are you trying to tell me as a kid you never looked up to any kind of professional sports figure and wanted to be just like them?
Not in the sense that was my role model. I was going to be like that person.
You didn't want
no,
to
I liked
you,
them because they did what they did was good.
You never, you mean like when you were like 10 years old, you never looked at a baseball player and said, man, you know what, I'd like to be like him.
Not in that sense.
Don't lie. Come on.
No, because my belief has always been, Jay. No, and my belief has always been, and that's my philosophy, is that I have no inferiors in this life. I have no superiors either, okay? Because you
now, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute, Jim. Wait a minute. Jim, hold it.
No, that's my philosophy.
Jim, hold it. Hold it. Hold it.
Okay, let's go, Jay.
You can't tell me you felt that way when you were 10 years old, when you were 9.
No, I had to learn that way, Jay, because I was in such a bad position there that I had to learn to like myself.
Well, I was in a bad position, too, but
I had to find out was that it didn't make any difference because, see, first of all, I was born, you know, to a single parent. You know, for that, they started off with this, you know, word that, you know, normally, and I won't use on the radio, but it's B-A-S-T, and
well,
you
sure
can figure out the rest. That's
yeah,
right?
I know what it is.
And I had to overcome that stigma, and I looked at a lot of these stigmas, and I finally had to find out, you know, wait a minute, this really has nothing to do with
but
me.
When you were 10 years old, you can't tell me, well, all right. You know what? I got to go along with what you say because I got to believe you because I have no other, I have no proof to the.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. I have to learn to like myself.
But I have a hard time buying that at 10 years old that you had that figured out. But it's
not in the sense that I've never held no, you know, these are the guys I want to be alike. No. I was trying to figure out what end was up. My thing at that time was trying to find some food, survive, trying to figure out why society was treating me so different, and I had not done anything.
All right, I got to find
finally
right,
I had
right,
to
right,
learn
right,
to
right,
overcome those,
all right,
okay?
All right, I got 20 seconds. It's yours. Make your final
statement.
Okay.
My point is that they are not role models. They're just people. We should not hold them up as role models. Look at them as athletes. But look, they, you know, they are just like we are. They have some of the same good characteristics as some of the same bad characteristics.
All right. Well, you know what? I don't totally agree with you, but I appreciate your passion and your call. Thank you, man. Call me again.
All right. Bye.
All right. We can continue this. Open phones. And then we got Mark Cooper coming up at 9:30. So you can continue to talk about this or anything else that's on the menu here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hear it, read it, and now see it. AM760.net has news on demand, now with video. Log on and watch the latest news on AM760.net. It's news on demand with video from AM760. Progressive Talk.
Babe, give me a serious satellite radio. The StarMate Replay? I'm talking sports, 100% music, rock, pop, country, all of it. And it's free at Radio Shack after $30 Sirius and $30 Radio Shack mail-in rebates. Free while supplies last. Get me the Sirius StarMate Replay and I'll get you... something.
Required qualifying purchase and activations by 12/31/06 must be activated no later than 12/31/06 and kept active for at least 60 consecutive days. Restrictions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. While supplies last, details in store.
And now for the bonus round. What's the inverse of January 12th?
September 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Correct. What's next in this sequence? Sequoia? Hummingbird?
Pantalonis.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered right to your door in about one business day. A plan that's right for you from only $5.99 a month. Netflix, it's that easy.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. While the families of two climbers continue hoping against hope, the wait is sadly over for the loved ones of Kelly James. His body was found on the slopes of Mount Hood yesterday. NASA's Stephen Kaufman reports from the scene.
The body of 48-year-old Kelly James of Dallas will be brought down from near the summit of Mount Hood today by a Chinook helicopter. James was found yesterday by search teams in a snow cave, led there by a series of footprints that began near another snow cave containing several pieces of climbing equipment. Two Black Hawk helicopters will be scouring the mountain surface looking for the victim's two climbing companions at lower elevations.
Captain Mike Brabish of the Oregon National Guard says searchers still feel there's a good chance the other men will be found alive.
We have a high degree of optimism. We've taken bits and pieces of information and evidence that we gathered yesterday. It's obviously that optimism is tempered by a good deal of disappointment in that one of the climbers was found deceased yesterday.
Well, pity the poor postal workers.
It's going to be a rough day. It's going to be a real rough day today.
It's the most frenzied day of the year for the post office. CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano joins us live. And, Lou, how crazed is it?
I stepped into a scene being repeated at post offices all across the country, Nick. Lines. Long lines. Though for some, the line wasn't the issue.
Got one package. Send it to my granddaughter, California. So it's got to go today. It's got to go today, otherwise they won't make it by Christmas.
No line at the stamp machine, but for some, there was still stress.
Is this easier than standing in line now?
It's easier, but there are no receipts, so that's not ideal.
Today's the day, 900 pieces of mail, Nick.
And package delivery services are inundated. UPS expects to move 20 million parcels, 100 million this week. Sworn in this morning, Robert Gates is beginning his job as the new Secretary of Defense, a post held for 6 years by Donald Rumsfeld. Have the British police got their man? CBS News reporter Vicky Barker has the latest from London on the Ipswich Ripper murders.
It's almost as if Tom Stevens was daring police to arrest him after the 37-year-old supermarket worker told the British media he was a client who'd befriended all the murdered prostitutes.
I want to
wanted to chat with the girl before and after.
Forensic expert David Wilson.
The police would have looked really silly if they hadn't have arrested this man.
Stevens insists he's innocent. It's not yet clear if Ipswich police have evidence suggesting he's guilty. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
It's a troubling sign, says the FBI. Violent crimes in the U.S. jumped 3.7% during the first half of this year. Robberies were up nearly 10%, murders by almost 1.5%. Justice Department is continuing a study to try to determine why there's been the upsurge. The trade deficit hit more than $225 billion over the summer, and the Commerce Department says it has never been higher. Now, checking Wall Street's progress on this first day of the trading week. Right now, the Dow is ahead 36 points, the NASDAQ up 5, S&P 500 ahead 2. This is CBS News.
Imagine how dirty a carpet with 40,000 people a day walking on it can get. Hi. I'm David Orrick. I'm here at International Airport where my 8-pound Orrick XL is a vacuum of choice. In fact, my Orrick XL is a choice of cleaning professionals in thousands of hotels, offices, and schools around the world. To try it in your own home for 15 days, call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200. And I'll get it to you faster than you can find your luggage.
The following is a paid commercial message.
It's estimated that over 200 million people in the U.S. suffer from herpes-caused cold sores. There are many products on the market today. Relieve One-Day Cold Sores Symptom Treatment is excellent because it relieves cold sore symptoms in just a day. Pain eases in minutes and other symptoms resolve in just 24 hours. Relieve is non-toxic, comprised of botanical extracts, and is 100% guaranteed. Millions of sufferers have found that Relieve works best for them. Only you can determine that Relieve is best for you. You can now buy Relieve at most major stores.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Busiest day of the year at the post office.
We're expecting today, just in Colorado, 6 million cards and letters and about 1.3 million packages.
Al DeSaro with the post office says a billion pieces of mail will fly through lines today across the nation. While today is the busiest, you have until Wednesday to get mail out in time for Christmas if you're heading out of state. Within Colorado, get it out by Thursday. Cleaning the air. Colorado regulators have approved the first-ever statewide regulations on the booming oil and gas industry to reduce air pollution. The Colorado Air Quality Control Commission approved the new rules yesterday, saying they should reduce emissions by nearly 70%. That proposal has to be approved by the legislature before taking effect May 2008. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, police reopened eastbound I-70 west of Georgetown almost as quick as they closed it. Had a series of collisions in that area due to the weather, but again, it is back open. Still, you want to be careful there. It's wet and slick. Chain laws in effect eastbound at the tunnel for commercial vehicles eastbound over the Vail Pass, and no new issues for the city. We're recovering well from the rush. Whether today or
business owners, if you want half off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half off computers, we can't help you. If you want half off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
And we talked about in the 6 o'clock hour, even though the stuff coming out of Washington is more troops. So open phones, 303-713-7600. Got one line open. You want to continue to talk about the NBA thing? Let's do it. And if you missed the 6 o'clock discussion about Iraq, you can get it on podcast at am760.net. All right. Let's go to Dwayne in Loveland, who's going to answer a question that I ask about why these guys get paid so much money. Dwayne, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, first of all, good luck in your surgery, man.
Boy, you know what? I got myself totally and completely freaked out and physically ill this weekend over it, and it's ridiculous because tons of people do this, and they're fine, and I don't know why I'm getting so uptight about it.
Well, I tell you what, all the best of luck, and I hope you're back soon. I really enjoy listening to your show. I'm a fiscal conservative, but you give me things to think about, and you usually keep an open mind, and I really appreciate listening to the show.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Anyway, getting back to the question in terms of why do we pay athletes so much, the answer is, first of all, we don't. Corporations do. And in terms of the why end of it, the answer is us. I mean, you can look in the Time magazine cover mirror if you want. It's you. You know, we create the market. We buy the endorsed products. We buy the tickets. See, we've got a large portion of a large segment of our population that lives vicariously through athletes. You know, they are our entertainment, and we create the market. We create their salaries. It's kind of that simple, I think.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of truth to that, and I think one of the reasons why I have trouble understanding that is because only until recently have I reached the position where I've gotten kind of where I've found a sport that I can watch and escape through, and I would pay to go see these guys. But up until this time, I really have never been attracted to sports like that. So in other words,
you're probably not a hockey fan.
I was years ago. I mean, we're talking 30, 40 years ago probably, and then I fell out of it. You know, and I think one of the reasons was that I fell out of it was I appreciated the skill and the technique and what I think was the grace
of
being able to put a puck in a goalie, you know, in a puck
in
the basket.
Yeah, they're very good athletes, you bet.
Yeah, but after a while, to me, you know, the whole thing about jerseys, you know, yanking the jersey over the head and the fighting and all that just got to be a drag.
Yeah, that's a little out of line. And you got to get – it is a double standard. I mean, you've got the hockey where they just let them fight their – you know, they look like robo-fighters or whatever they are for a while. And when they finally fall down, then the game – the fun's over and they go on with the game. That's a little ridiculous. And you got to give the NBA some credit because they're going to come down on these guys. They're going to try to show that there's some integrity in the sport of basketball. So
should they be above the law, though?
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah, you know, there have been convictions out of hockey where it gets a lot of control, right?
The same sort of
thing could happen in the NBA if it gets out of hand. But the NBA is at least trying.
Yeah, you know, maybe the whole thing here is, and I think I'm different in a lot of ways than a lot of other talk show hosts that are out there. I mean, at least I'll get on the radio today, and I'll admit I don't get this, or I don't understand it, where 90% of the guys I hear would never let you into that, you know, would never admit that to you, would never say, well, I don't get that. But I guess the thing is I don't get the idea that they're in an insular world under themselves and that the enforcement comes from inside the league, but that what they're doing just violates common civil law.
Yeah, it's out of line when it gets to the extent that it did, and the NBA is going to come down on it. But just one last thought, and that is getting back to, you know, why do we pay them so much kind of thing. You know, if we spent the same amount of time and energy and dollars, you know, turning attention to our teachers and to our law enforcement and so forth, there'd be a market there too.
Why do you think we don't?
Why do we think we don't? Because it's not as entertaining.
But it's vital.
Entertainment, man. It's circle. It's circus. You know, it's back to the Roman times. It's bread and circus.
Yeah, but it's vital.
It is vital. But that's not where we're putting our energy. A lot of the folks that, you know, spend tons of time, and I'm one of them. I love sports. I watch basketball. I watch hockey. But I spend a fair amount of time also supporting education and supporting those teachers and community projects and things like that. A lot of people don't do it. If we all spent more time putting time and energy into those areas, you know what? Sooner or later, a corporation would come along and say, hey, this teacher is really something. Look what this teacher's doing. They'd be the next rock star, and they'd make a few bucks. That's how our system works. Like it or not, that's how our system works.
You know, my opinion about that is that you have to have a mixed economy. And if you don't, then you're headed for disaster, and extremes take you nowhere, either right or left, except down the hill.
That's probably true.
And I know that's unpopular with some people who listen to this radio station who hear me say that, but I just really believe it. After 54 years on this planet and all my political journeys, I really believe that. I believe you got to have balance in life. Dwayne, thank you, man. Great call. Call me again.
Again, good luck with your surgery.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
All right. Well, that's it. There's a market for this, right? Is that the reason? That's the reason. Here's Nick in Wheatland. Nick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on a few issues. I went to high school with Mitchell Kozad, the kid that stabbed the other kicker in Greeley.
Oh, yeah. Explain that to me.
Well, Mitch, he was our kicker for our high school football team. And I think it just has a lot to do with the influence of your parents growing up. His mom was pretty much the only one around growing up, and he'd never play like dummy defense against the starting offense with us. He wouldn't really get in and do a whole lot when we practiced, except for kick, and he wasn't that good of a kicker. And his mom would come in and complain about him not getting to play and things like that, and we had a better kicker, but he wouldn't do anything else. And his mom was always kind of backing him up no matter what he did. And then, you know, he went to University of Wyoming and to kick, and they didn't let him kick either because he wasn't that good. So he thought he could just walk on to Greeley. And when he went to Greeley, they realized he couldn't kick either. So the only other way I think he figured he was going to get to play is if the starting kicker was out. And so he kind of took matters into his own hands.
You know, that reminds me of what was that woman's name in the Olympics? Was that Tanya Harding?
With what's her name with the club?
Nancy Kerrigan.
Nancy Kerrigan, yeah.
Like, would you want something that bad that you would do that something like that to somebody else?
See, that's what I don't understand. You know, like when I was in high school, I played football all through high school. My freshman year, you know, I loved playing, and I got in trouble my freshman year. And I got kicked off the team for the whole season. And, you know, it was kind of a downer. I started every game, and I played a lot. And, you know, I love the game. Taking that away, you know, it kind of hurt. And I never got in trouble again the rest of the years that I played through high school because I enjoyed playing it. And, you know, if I was getting paid however many millions of dollars a year to play a sport, I wouldn't do anything to jeopardize being able to play.
What did you get? Can I ask you what you get kicked off for?
What's that?
Can I ask you what? You don't have to answer if you don't want to. What did you get kicked off for?
We went out when I was homecoming and had a party and got drunk and I got in trouble, got arrested.
Oh wow, boy, you must have really gotten plastered.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. We were at an old farmhouse, and the police showed up, and I was too intoxicated to even run away.
Wow.
You know, I was standing out at the hospital picking up cigarette butts for 90 hours, and, you know, I wore a suit and tie to the games, and I sat on the sidelines and watched. And it just seems, you know, it seems ridiculous that, you know, you can get suspended for a couple games at a NBA level where you're on national television for fighting on the field. You know, my coach would have went berserk if somebody got in a fight on the field. He wouldn't even let us celebrate after a touchdown. You know, you were composed and you were respected for it.
Yeah, but see, but that's how much things have changed. I mean, that's, you know, and I hate to sound like, you know, overly conservative, because I don't consider myself to, and there's nothing wrong with being conservative, I just don't consider myself to be, you know, that socially conservative, but we have to have some kind of standards. I mean, there has to be some kind of standards for conduct, and it seems like there are no standards for conduct. Now, is that just me that feels that way, or are there other people out there who feel the same thing?
No, I think, you know, I feel the same way about it, and I think if you're playing a sport on national television, and kids do look up to you, they do respect you. You know, Romanowski is one of my favorite players when I was growing up through high school. He's aggressive. He beat the crap out of people on the field, but he did it in the game. You know, he didn't. There's a place on national television to go fight. I think if these guys want to fight on national television, let them go to put them in the ring at the UFC with George St. Pierre or Matt Hughes and let them see how tough they are.
Yeah, great points. Organized. Hey, Nick, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, you hear that a lot from the political right in this country about no standards. But to me, this is kind of a universal thing. Here's a instant message from Will. It says, morning, Jay. Will Mary here, a long time, no talk, but I still listen every day. Just thought on the NBA thing, don't leave out the possibility that some people were put on this planet to be bad examples to other people's kids. It gives parents someone besides themselves to point to and say, don't be like that. Well, all right, that might be true. I mean, do we have to have bad people in the world to point out and to use as examples? I don't know. You know, Carmelo Anthony probably is not that bad of a person. It's just things got carried away. But, all right, you know, let me rephrase this for a second here. Maybe one of you can answer this before Mark Cooper shows up at 9:30. What happened to embarrassment in this society? Is there such a thing as people being embarrassed?
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of Omega-3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear?
Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
From the Longmont Humane Society. Tickets can be purchased at cubuffs.com by calling 303-49-BUFFS or at all Tickets West locations. The Colorado Buffaloes, your team. A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 23 minutes after 9. High today, 30. Slight chance of a snow. Man, it was cold yesterday. Or was it cold Saturday? Saturday it was cold.
Ugh. I played golf and that stuff on Saturday, Jay.
No,
it was miserable.
You got to be out of your freaking mind.
I was. It was miserable. Absolute worst round of golf I've ever played.
Huh. All right, it's open to phones, and we're talking about this whole NBA brawl, but we can talk about anything else. And then I got Mark Cooper coming up here in a few minutes to talk about Iraq, and then we'll go back to open phones. 903-713-7600, and let me go to Darren in Fort Collins. Darren, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you
Hi.
Doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, this whole thing about the NBA, I didn't see the incident. I don't even have a TV or really watch sports anymore, but I know about the situations that go on with that. And I got a powerful lesson I learned from my own kid, you know, this weekend. She's only 5, and she taught me a lesson about fairness. I threw away a plastic bag that she thought was really important, and she said, "It's not fair. You guys keep the plastic bags for yourself," which we do. We use it for trash bags afterwards, you know, the grocery sack.
Sure.
And she got very angry. And my daughter never, ever gets angry or yelled because she's a good kid. And she pointed her finger at me and yelled, "Daddy, it's not fair!" And I asked her to explain herself. And she gave me a teenager argument coming out of a 5-year-old's mouth that, you know, I get to keep bags. Why can't she? And I thought about that, thought about a lesson that my dad taught me about the whole leadership by example. And if I'm not a good example and I tell her no and turn around and do it myself, then that's not really fair. And the point is, your caller 2 calls back said the NBA people are not people we should really be looking up to. They're sports players. But their coaches are. They're the leaders of that team, and they let stuff get out of control. Is the coach going to get fined for this issue? I mean, if he's the leader,
Well, that's a good question, because you know what? We have a habit in this country of not holding management responsible.
Exactly. And look at our good point here is Clinton got a BJ, and he got in all sorts of trouble. And we don't allow that kind of stuff in the workplace at all now since that issue. Bush can go around and kill anybody he wants, and he's not getting stopped. He's being a violent jerk to the whole world. And nobody's doing anything to stop him, except for the people. We voted the Republicans out. But it's the same. It's just compounding. If our leader of our own country doesn't get in trouble for lying, cheating, stealing, and killing, then why should anybody else?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I think we should. I think he should, and I think people should fess up. If I take a punch at somebody and I break his nose, just like my brother when he was 17 broke a kid's arm for defending himself, he still had to pay the consequences for breaking this kid's arm. And that kid paid the consequences for swinging at my brother for no reason. He got his arm broke. They both faced consequences, and worse yet, both parents faced consequences because they didn't pass a lesson on to their children. So it's like, it seems like it's the person doing the act, it's always the low guy on this totem pole. Now, granted, these sports billionaires aren't low guys on the totem pole, but technically, they are merely the tools to get the game done, and the coach is the one who is responsible for doing the tools, and it's the person who pays the coach that's responsible that the coach keeps his men in line. The sponsors as well. You know, maybe we should boycott the sponsors that support that man who just went off and got into a big fight. Who is ultimately responsible, actually?
Yeah, I think it's something worth talking about. Darren, thank you, man. Great call.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jay. Keep it up.
All right. See you later. Let's go to Alicia in Aurora. Alicia, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. I just wanted to give my opinion real quick about the one caller who was saying that we shouldn't hold them as role models. Well, I think once you, no matter if you're a good athlete or not, once you start, you take that position and you take what's offered to you, the money behind it, the fame and all that, you become a role model. You know, whether you want to or not, you're basically agreeing to be a role model once you agree to be in the public eye.
See, I think you're right, and I'll tell you something. Most companies view you that way. Example would be, most of the places I've worked, in every contract I've ever signed, they have a morals clause.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you get caught drunk driving, you get caught doing something that is outlined in that morals clause, and I'm not talking about something about sending somebody like argumentative email. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about doing something really bad, you know, where you would get in the papers.
Yeah.
Or that was, you know, patently against the law. Most places, you'd get booted out. You get fired. And the reason they would say that is because you are, to a certain degree, a public figure.
Yeah.
And that's true with sports. And I see, I think athletes are even more so. I think they're more, I think athletes are definite public figures. I think not only that, I think they're definite role models. I think athletes have always been role models to kids. And maybe that one guy who called up, listen, maybe he was an exception to the rule, because there are. And maybe when he was 10 years old or 11 or whatever, that wasn't the case. But God almighty, I don't know a kid when I was 13 who wasn't nuts about Don Drysdale or Sandy Koufax or somebody.
Yeah. Yep. And when you're a kid, you know, you don't separate the idea of what they do versus, you know, that you shouldn't do that. Even if you want to be that person when you're younger, you don't separate, well, I can be that person without doing that. You basically just want to emulate everything they do and every, like, their favorite color, their favorite food, how they wear their hair, how they dress. So.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I'll bet you, if we got 5 or 6 kids in this studio and we said to them, who's your role model? They might answer dad. They might answer mom. But they would also answer, especially if they're boys, they would answer John Elway. They would answer, Jake Plummer. They would answer, somebody like that. They would definitely answer. They would come up with a sports figure.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with you. Thanks. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Or are you going to tell me kids don't have role models anymore? Say, I believe they still do. By the way, Carmelo Anthony's jersey is the number 2 selling jersey in the NBA. Who's buying those? They're buying them for kids, aren't they? How many adults walk around with a basketball jersey? Well, I guess some do. All right, I admit it. I have at home a Flying Lizard Motorsports jacket, which belongs to the Flying Lizard Motorsports team, which races in the Petit Le Mans and races cars. I have one, okay, but I never wear it, but I've got it. 9:31, Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We're in great shape across the city. No late morning problems. Traffic back up to speed on our highways. Now, in the mountains, this new winter storm creating some wet and slick conditions along I-70 from Mount Vernon Canyon to the Vail Pass. It's pretty hazardous, so please slow it down. Drive safe. Weather today, early morning snow showers, hazy and chilly.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
you'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
Spirit and have been. So you can see Santa Claus this Saturday from noon until 4. And of course, while the kids are telling Santa what they want for Christmas, you'll have an opportunity to look at the adult toys and their massive inventory of over 650 cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. See if there's room underneath the tree for a vehicle for you. And matching down is, so it's like Rockies will give you up to a $1,500 holiday gift so you can buy a new car. Whatever you put down, up to $1,500, Rockies will match it. Santa Claus and a matching down going on throughout the holidays at Rockies Autos. Plus, at Rockies Autos, you can check out the inventory. You can do shopping right from the comfort of your own home simply by going to RockiesAutos.com and checking out the inventory. And also pre-qualifying for a car loan. Steve and Jason handle that, Steven and Jason. And if you don't want to do it that way, get out there and see them in person. See my friend Marvell Shear out there, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, all the folks at Rockies. They're open tonight until 9, and they're just great people to buy from. So don't forget, Santa Claus this Saturday, noon until 4, and also, besides Santa Claus, just good people to buy from, Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of Boulder Turnpike. Make that Rockies jacket extra large, please.
By using A.D. Kessler's creative real estate methods, we've bought and sold 10 houses, and we have a real estate portfolio worth over $1 million. We're buying 2 houses a month now.
You, too, can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money.
Call right now, and I'll send you my best-selling book, A Fortune at Your Feet, along with my creative real estate DVD. That's a $49 value that's yours for just the shipping and handling fee.
Now's the time to get it and to learn how to make money in real estate the A.D. Kessler way. Call now for this special free offer. Get A.D.'s book and Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video free.
Let me share with you the step-by-step formulas that can make you more money during this next real estate downturn than ever before.
Call now for this limited-time free offer. Call 800-609-8228. 800-609-8228. Create the success you deserve. 1-800-609-8228.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Little Rolling Stones here. Keith Richards, 63 years old today. 9:35 past the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. High today, 30. Slight chance of snow. We're going to talk to one of my favorite authors, Mark Cooper, who wrote a book I love called Pinochet and Me, a Chilean anti-memoir, and also rollover Che Guevara, Travels of a Radical Reporter. His work has been recognized by the Society of Professional Journalists, PEN America, and the California Associated Press TV and Radio Association. He's got an online article in The Nation called About Face, Soldiers Call for Withdrawal from Iraq. On the line, Mark Cooper. Mark, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing, Jeff?
Never did autograph my book, but that's okay. I love you anyway. And I also want to ask you, before we get into this whole Iraqi thing, Pinochet's kicked. How do you feel about that?
Well, every day without Pinochet, I think, is a good day. You know, there are some of us who kind of wish that he had gotten all the way to being sentenced, but You know, by the time he died, he had been indicted 5 times and was accused of 200 other legal processes. So I think by the time he went, it was clear that his legacy went with him, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, that part's good. I'm like you though. I'm sorry he didn't.
Yeah, it would have been good if he lived a little bit longer, just long enough to get sentenced to prison.
Yeah, I mean, don't you ever sit back and think to yourself, why did guys like that escape?
Hey, he was only 91. He was a spring chicken.
Yeah, if he could just live to be 100, so we could get, you know, at least get him behind bars for
a little while. That's right.
All right, let's talk about this. You write, for the first time since Vietnam, an organized, robust movement of active-duty U.S. military personnel have publicly surfaced to oppose the war in which they are now serving. Those involved plan to petition Congress to withdraw American troops. But listen, you've heard it this weekend. Now what's going around is this idea of a surge in American troops. And how are these guys, and you outlined who some of these guys are in your article, how are they going to take this?
Well, you know, the interesting part about the folks who signed this petition to Congress, it's called an appeal for redress. They're not resisting the army, and they're not disobeying orders, and they're not mutinying. They're complying with the orders. Some of them have re-enlisted to go to Iraq, as a matter of fact, because they want to make things less worse. But you know, they are calling for a withdrawal of troops from Iraq. They're opposing the war policy. There are 1,000 of them who are uniformed. Soldiers, sailors, marines, and airmen. It's the first time this has happened in 40 years. And to answer your question directly, you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg. They are actually being treated quite benignly by the military. Nobody's taking any reprisals. And all the experts I've spoken to say that's the case because there's so many people in the military command who agree with them. So I think it's not just a question of how these folks will react. It's a question of how the military would react to this, because I think they know better than Bush that the policy just isn't working.
Well, last thing I want to do is get on here and beat up on George W.
Yeah, no, you never do that.
almost every day. Well, because he's kind of, it's kind of like saying, the sky's blue, now what?
Correct.
But the thing that gets me about this when I read this is, no matter who talks to him, he doesn't seem to get it.
Well, you know, the amazing part that we're seeing, I'm going to broaden your criticism and saying, you know, I can't say I was shocked, because I wasn't, but I was kind of aghast yesterday to see the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, the Democrat, also more or less sign on to this. And what we have now is a classic situation of the people leading and the politicians not even yet following, because what did we see in our last poll? Something like 70% of Americans.
No, it's up to 75 now.
Right. Want out of Iraq. Now we have soldiers themselves saying they want out of Iraq. And what we're hearing from the politicians is, well, maybe we should go in a little bit deeper first. I mean, it really makes you wonder just how detached not only Bush, but these other politicians are from reality. They just don't have the courage. They don't have the courage to come forward to tell the American people the truth, even when the American people know the truth. You know, it's one thing to be a cautious politician and say, gee, it isn't quite time yet to come forth and be candid. But it's another thing to say, I'm not going to say what's obvious to everybody. So it's really a very confounding and depressing situation.
9:40, it's 20 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk from The Nation. Mark Cooper, the article in The Nation, it's online, is called About Face, Soldiers Call for Iraqi Withdrawal, or Iraq Withdrawal. Some of the people who you profile in this thing, some of the people you talk about, for instance, Navy Lieutenant Commander Mark Dearden of San Diego, I mean, he enlisted in 1997. I mean, these are not,
No, that's right.
Why aren't people listening? Why isn't Harry Reid listening to this guy?
Well, let me, Jay, we can give the website, can't we?
Sure, go. Give anything you want.
Yeah, I mean, I want people to look at the piece. This is up at our website at The Nation. That's one word, thenation.com. And you're absolutely right. This is a petition to Congress. It goes over the heads of the command from uniformed troops, including, as you said, a lieutenant commander, active duty in the Navy, several active duty officers that I interviewed on the front lines in Iraq, including majors and lieutenants who are involved in training the Iraqis, and they're very clear saying that this policy is not working. They want the president to bring the troops home, and the president says he's got an urge to surge. So how do I know what's going on in his head? I think it was Fareed Zakaria from Newsweek said the other day on the air, the president doesn't need the Hamilton Baker study group. He needs a psychiatrist, because there's something, there's some detachment here where the president is clearly living in some bubble of his own rather than facing the truth. Because when you've got 70-some-odd percent of the American people, and now people in the military themselves saying, get us out of there, and he wants to do the opposite, I don't think you can come up with a rational explanation.
Well, where's Harry Reid living?
Harry Reid seems to be living on one of the moons orbiting around the planet that George W. Bush is living on. Because,
I mean, you know, that was unbelievable yesterday.
Well, you know, the Democrats were clearly elected in November with some sort of mandate to stop the war, and so and since that election 6 weeks ago, they've mostly been playing tag with Baker and Hamilton, and this is where it's got them. They lost 6 weeks of time where they could have come forward and said, you elected us, this is our plan. And instead, you know, they're tailing George W. Bush. It's not a pretty sight. And I mean, good morning.
Well, listen, we're not facing anything here between the two of us at this hour of the show, but I talked about this this morning about Harry Reid. I talked about it the first hour of the show, uh-huh. And it's like, you know, every Monday you come in here, every Monday I come in here, every morning, you know, there's two things I do. Every Monday I come in here after watching the Talking Head shows,
right.
And I'm just as frustrated that Monday as I was last Monday. And then the other thing is, I just make myself do this. I routinely go look at the obituaries in the New York Times to look at the names of the soldiers,
oh, right.
To remind myself, you know, that kids are dying, and here we are, and it's now December, what is it, the 18th today? I don't know, whatever day it is. And what are we doing here? I mean, it's like we're not, it's like nothing is going on. It's like nobody's listening.
Right, nobody's listening. And, you know, I'll tell you the only thing that's giving me a lot of, or at least some hope right now, and that is, I'm pleased to see these military folks step forward. And then in mid-January, they're going to publicly come out and put pressure on Congress. And that'll be a good thing, both putting pressure on the Republicans and the Democrats. And the second thing that's giving me some measure of optimism is that there's a political reality here. And the political reality is that as we move into the 2008 political cycle, there's a whole lot of Republicans. I repeat, Republicans, who aren't going to run on this war policy because they never want to see an election again like the one they saw in November. And I think we can look forward to a number of Republicans. At some point, there's going to be some men in gray suits who are going to go up to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and have a closed-door meeting with President Bush and say, look, you want to go down the tubes in history, pal. That's your problem, but we're not going with you. So I hope to see that soon in the coming months.
Yeah,
right now we're not.
Yeah, you know what, and I think you're absolutely right about that. I think you're absolutely right that those folks do not want to be out there, whether it's on a congressional level, a senatorial level, or for the presidency. I don't think they want to get out there and have to run with this still on the table. So I agree with you there, and the more people in the military who come out and do it in a legal way, like this appeal for redress, you're right. It's effective. It's good. And maybe these folks in Congress, in some way, shape, or form, will get the message. Mark, it's great to have you on. I'd love to have you on here for about 45 minutes to an hour and just ask you how you think the hell we could get out of this thing, but we're out of time.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, most people don't know and
right.
don't have any idea. But I thank you for being
sure.
on, man. I really appreciate it. And you know what? Don't autograph my book so I have something to gripe about the next time I have you on.
I'll make sure one goes out. I'm going to do it right now.
Yeah, sure. That's what you said last time.
I'm going to do it right now.
All right, well, I'm going to put you on hold. You can get our address. Hang on.
Okay.
All right, good to talk to you. All right, there's one of my favorite authors, Mark Cooper. All right, we'll get back to open phones here, 303-713-7600. You want to talk about the whole athletic thing, we can go ahead. Or if you want to get into rock or whatever you want to get into, we can do it. 947-303-713-7600. And Rick Morgan with a look at traffic.
Jay, it's nice and quiet on the drive around town. It's a risky drive up in the high country, though, on I-70 east and westbound, basically from Mount Vernon Canyon all the way to Vail Pass. Icy conditions, so you really want to watch your speeds and maybe put off the trip if you can, although we do have another storm coming in tomorrow into Wednesday that's going to make it pretty hazardous up there as well. But the rest of the drive around town, I-25 looks good. I-70 on both sides of the city in good shape. 225 wide open and no worries on 470 heading across Highlands Ranch right now. Weather forecast, mostly cloudy and cold today. A high of only 31. Cloudy and cold tonight, low of 16. Cloudy, chance of snow tomorrow on a high of 30. Right now it's 27 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Denver is on cold and flu alert. Now there's a way to fight back. Arm yourself with Kleenex antiviral tip.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133. Or go to MountainCoin.com today.
Now the rapture president, who is the last neocon left standing.
Randy Rhodes.
You know.
Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Every time you hear about a missing child, think about the 50,000 kids that were safe at home a year ago that are missing today. Call 1-800-843-5678 if you have any information that could lead to the recovery of a missing child. This message, courtesy of Culver Retirement Services in Broomfield, your pension consulting specialist, taking a stand of all area kids. That's Culver Retirement Services in Broomfield, where Don and staff wish all a safe and happy holiday season.
Do you know the secret to unleashing your brain power, allowing you to use more of your brain so you can read up to 1,000% faster? Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. Let me send you a free demo of the secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience the secret that unlocks the real power of your brain, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Try this demo absolutely free by calling 1-800-400-2791. 1-800-400-2791. Imagine how this could help your whole family.
Work has gotten so much easier. I'm focusing more, I'm flying through emails, I'm getting a lot more done in less time. And for me, that means spending more time with my family.
My homework's faster than ever, and my grades are through the roof.
Unlock your brain's true potential. Try this free demo today because it's only available for a limited time. For the free demo, dial 1-800-400-2791. That number again is 1-800-400-2791. 2791.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-380-0502. That's 1-800-380-0502. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-380-0502.
Hi, this is Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
John McJagger, 68 on the well today. Slight chance of snow, high today 30. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thank you to Mark Cooper for being on the show. Jay Marvin along with you. Miss any part of it? Podcast, AM760.net. Download it at your own convenience. I am me there or whatever. And also, Big Head Todd, New Year's concert. Check out details at AM760.net. Open phones. Back on the phones, Tom in Denver has been waiting. Tom, you're on. Go.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for having me on.
You bet, Tom.
Hey, I just wanted to bring up the point. I know a lot of people say, well, you know, they're super talented and they're out there, but they're really privileged to be out there playing in the NBA. And, you know, I can guarantee you there are probably 100 other guys just as talented as Carmelo, but they just didn't get the breaks that this kid did. And now he's in there and, you know, he really represents our community. It's the Denver Nuggets. It's not, you know, the Stanley Croker Nuggets. It's not the George Karl Nuggets. It's, you know, he's part of this community and he's representing us.
Yeah, what you just said is really true, and people have a tendency to forget this, and it's true in every aspect of life, that there are people out there who are just as talented, but they do not get the breaks, and they would love to have a chance to be able to step up and do something about it and be involved and get into it, and they don't get that chance. And you're right, it is the Denver Nuggets. And they do represent the community, and they do carry the community's name. That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I bet you we pay for that stadium. You know, we come in, we pay for tickets, we buy the merchandise, and you know, I think we pamper them. You know, we're out there and we just, you know, really baby this guy, and you know, we treat him like the second coming of Michael Jordan, and you know, we really need to lay it down and just say, you know, this is not acceptable.
Yeah, does it? But you know, I was thinking about this. Is it but it's not confined only to the NBA. It just seems like the NBA and the NFL get more than the other sports. Now, is that true, or is it that the others don't get covered? And I know that there are these constant debates about the NHL.
Yeah, and I think you know it's just more popular and it's more prevalent right now with us. And you know, the like just in sports, T.O. spitting in Dante Hall's face, and you know, and I think we hype it up, you know. It's on, if you look at ESPN, I guarantee you'll probably see the fight 100 times today.
I've seen it 100 times this morning on CNN.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and if the NBA actually wanted to take action, they would say they wouldn't let people play the video. And then, you know, they would take care of it in-house and they wouldn't talk about it. But they're making money now. And, you know, I'm sure Carmelo's shirts are going to sell more than ever. And, you know, the next game that he's in when he gets back from suspension is going to be even more packed than it was before.
Good points. Tom, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jack.
All right. And NBA Commissioner David Stern is having a press conference at 10:45 this morning to discuss the Saturday brawl. Expect a big, what's the last part of that? Big suspension and fines. But we sound like the fan, don't we? This morning talking about this, but you know what? It's a reflection of us. I mean, are these guys a reflection of us, or are we a reflection of them? That's the big thing. Here's Van in Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Yeah, just wanted to touch base on what's going on with Iraq and the study group and all that sort of thing.
Sure.
You know, I think the thing that we got to remember as we go forward is that we really do have a guy that is insane to a certain extent running this operation now. Because, I mean, the thing is that, you know, you have campaign slogans and, you know, like stay the course or cut and run and that sort of thing. But the thing that's scary about this bunch in the White House is that that's actually the policy, you know. And the fact that it's actually the policy and it's just a campaign slogan is just insane. So I think that when we're looking at what's going on with, like, Reed, for instance, saying, sure, we'll give them more troops as long as they're all out by next spring, it's almost like you're trying to take somebody, a kid, and cajole them out of the corner, you know, because, you know, corporal punishment isn't an option or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but you know what? Harry Reid shouldn't have said that yesterday. He shouldn't go along with that, and he shouldn't have said it, and that's not what everybody voted for.
Exactly. Everybody voted to get him out, but you know, and I agree. I agree with you there. And then with this Carmelo Anthony thing, you know, one of the things about the guys in hockey is when they fight, those guys know how to fight, okay? The thing I absolutely hate about basketball players fighting is that they can't throw a punch. They slap each other. It looks horrible. And it's like, if you're going to have a fight, at least have a fight. I mean, having 10 guys slapping each other like that in a weird little melee. I mean, you know, hockey, two guys square off and they actually throw blows. And it's part of the game. Basketball, no. And I think that Carmelo, it just shows no control, and it's really weak.
Yeah, but you know something in hockey, if that's what the game boils down to me that's, I mean, after a while, that just gets to be passe. To
yeah, but like in that. Hockey, it's part of the game. It is the game.
But why is it part of the game though?
It's always been part of the game. You've always fought in hockey. I mean, like some games are actually fighting, like, you know, cage fighting, ultimate fighting. That's actually fighting. And the funny thing is you look at the sportsmanship in those fights, those guys will slap hands before the fight. They'll slap hands in between rounds. If somebody inadvertently fouls the other one, kicks him in the groin, you know, they'll say, you know, my bad, and then they'll just keep fighting. And it's ironic to me that the actual fight game has better sportsmanship than something like basketball.
Well, that's a valid point. That's a real valid point because I've seen that happen before. I've also seen it happen in boxing.
Yeah, you know, boxing I don't even think as much as the cage fighting has that, I guess, that ethic, but to a certain extent I agree with you with boxing too. I think it's amazing, and I think that when you look at, like, hockey fighting, one of the reasons, for instance, a couple of years ago, I forget who was actually involved, it was a guy up in Toronto, I forget the names, but the reason that was so out of bounds was that was not, like, normal part of fighting, and it was a cheap shot.
Yeah,
and that's why
I
everybody got upset about that. You know,
I agree.
It's like
right.
Basketball, no fighting.
All right. Don't mean to cut you off, man, but I'm out of time. Thank you, Van.
All right. Later.
All right. That's it. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at